to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. And from what I'm told by the weather report, we never know until it happens nowadays. But what I'm told is that in Los Angeles, at least, it's supposed to get up to the low 80s, I think, in weather. You know, amazing. It's been like weird weather lately. We'll see what happens. Anyway, you can get involved by calling in at 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week is a doozy, and the responses are amazing. What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? You ever ask yourself that? No, because most people don't pay attention to self. Their eyes are on everyone but self. They know nothing about self, but they know about everybody else. What are you trying to win? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And I know a lot of you are traveling. You are trying to watch out for the smash and grab people. You are white and getting beat up in Chicago. If you're in the wrong neighborhood, just because you're in the wrong neighborhood, not even because they want your wallet, but just because you're white and in the wrong neighborhood, you're getting beat up. And in one case, at least you're losing your unborn child. In case you're trying to buy fentanyl or withdraw or whatever you're doing. Or you're just simply working out or making breakfast, lunch, and dinner or whatever, taking a walk. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, and then you can podcast later when you have a little time. You can podcast the show, all right? But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605, that's 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP Cash App. JLP Cash App or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App or rebuildingaman.com. You can donate there. All right? Believe it or not, it's Thursday again. My, how time goes by.
Baba Thumper!
It goes by like 90 going north. It's crazy. But I understand. I really do. And so some of you, a lot of you are new, and you might not be aware, but we have on Thursday, we take all calls, but especially Bible Thumpers call, because I love the Bible Thumpers as well. I love all. And I want to give the Bible Thumpers a little bit more time. And so we have on Monday, Female Monday, we take the females' calls first. On Tuesday, Country and Western Day, we take Country and Western Day calls first. On Wednesday, Manhood Hour, we take the men call first. On Thursday, we have Bible Thumper Thursday. Take the Bible Thumper call first. Ask us calls are coming in. And then we take, on Friday, everybody. It's Open Line Friday, whatever you want to talk about, right? So it's Thursday, and it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
It's a scene you don't expect to see at a Sunday church service, a fight in the pulpit.
It's a disgrace.
Let me hear you speak in tongues.
And I read the Bible, cover to cover, very, very close to my mom, the real mama's boy. You will emerge from that as an atheist.
What did you just say? Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. In the meantime, I want my experts to come in. I have not discussed what I thought about this particular TikTok video. I think it's a TikTok video. Yeah, TikTok. And I wanted to hear what they think about it before I put my little two cents in. It's a very interesting video. All right. And I, Hassan, come back. I want to hear what all of y'all think about this one. It's a doozy. So, to my far right is the American Anchor Baby. And your left, the American Anchor Baby show is Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. And Fridays at 4 p.m., and he's an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And next to him is my audio engineer, Hassan. What's up? And he is an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And to my right, 4-4 over here right, and you're over here left, Joel Friday TV. He black. And what's the name? He's going to get the call, so don't worry. He's going to answer in a minute. Any day now, he's going to answer. Any minute. Oh. Is he out there?
He is. I think he is.
We got someone on the job.
Who?
We just sent Hassan.
To tell him?
To tell him.
Anyway, someone has been trained to do it, so that's what it is. Um, So, Joy of Friday TV, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Men in relationships.
That's the motto of the show?
No. I guess so. I guess it is now.
It's becoming that.
No, not the motto, but I hear him do it a lot. We talk about Jesus and relationship.
There we go.
Huh?
So there we go.
But he deals with other issues as well. And also an expert here. And to his 4-4 right.
Far right.
Is Hake of the HakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair. And Hake is here Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, just before Joel Friday TV. And Hake is on fire at 11 a.m. And also an expert here. So I wanted my experts to respond to this. I want to hear what y'all think about it, too. Not just the experts, but what do y'all think about it as well? So this is about a shopping cart question.
Do you know about the shopping cart question a little bit?
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah.
And regards to civilization?
No.
The decent people put back their shopping cart.
Oh. They do?
That's what they say.
Do you put your shopping cart back?
We'll get to that. So apparently this woman on TikTok made a video about her shopping cart situation. She said that she put her kids in the car, she put the groceries in the car, and she ain't got time to be going. She ain't going to take that risk of going there to put the shopping cart back as well. And apparently some people don't like it. It caused an uproar on TikTok, at least. This is from, here is that soundbite. This is from today. A quote-unquote mom caused a TikTok scandal by saying she doesn't always return her shopping cart at the grocery store in a viral video. Watch this.
I'm not returning my shopping cart. And you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, fuck off.
Amazing. So that's what happened there, right? And the woman is a little bit more information about this female. The woman in the video is a clinical and forensic psychologist, Dr. Leslie Dobson. Is that right, Nick?
Correct, yeah.
Leslie Dobson. And here is some of the responses to what she had to say on TikTok from GMA.
Now to a grocery cart controversy gaining a lot of traction online. A video posted by a woman who unapologetically says she never returns her shopping cart is sparking quite a debate about whether you should always corral that cart. Eva Pilgrim is here with more on that. Her excuse, though, is interesting. It's worth a listen.
Just tell you, this has caused all kinds of fights in the back office this morning. This social media video making many people really think, is it our social responsibility to return the cart at the store? And what do you do when you have your kids in tow? What do you leave, the kids or the cart?
The video getting nearly 12 million views.
I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart.
The mom of two says she first heard the debate on the radio, and based off conversations she's had in her field, says she made this video with the intent to raise awareness of moms and children being unaware of their surroundings.
I wanted to make the video to empower people to say, trust your instinct. It's okay if you don't feel safe to not return your shopping cart.
Thousands reacting online. The reactions on both sides of the aisle split. Some saying not returning a cart is rude. Others agreeing with Dobson, saying they wouldn't leave their kids in the car alone either.
people who don't return their shopping cart are benefiting from everybody else doing the nice thing, which is returning their cart. Because if nobody returned their carts, then it would be chaos. So I think that's also why this resonates, is sort of like, I'm doing the nice thing and you're not sort of doing your part.
People didn't watch the whole thing, but now it's turned into such an important conversation. And I'm so happy that people are talking about this.
Amazing. What a mess. What a mess. Hassan, do you ever return your cart?
It's a great question.
I absolutely do, and I think it's degenerate for people to do that. I mean, you can't live in a lawless society. You know, first it's shopping carts, next it's, you know, God knows what. So you gotta...
And you return it to where?
Well, I mean, you gotta be really lazy because they have those things that are... you don't have to return it back to the store. They have those things, you know, like halfway where you can, you know, where they, you know what I'm talking about? Like they're close to where they're in the parking lot.
They take the corrals. The parking spot.
Yeah, okay.
They have corrals at the end of a lot of the lots.
Yeah, so just rows. Make it to one of the posts. You don't got to go all the way back to the store. I can understand that, you know, but you got to at least make it to one of the zones. You know?
Amazing. And how about you, Anchor Baby? Do you return your cart?
Yes, I return my cart. I do not. I've not gone Joker mode yet and want to see civilization burn. And that's not even a dig on Joel. Great episodes on The Dark Knight. But I don't want to see the world burn. I'm putting back my shopping cart.
So do you take it all the way to the store or to the little aisle thing that Hassan mentioned?
Wherever they need me to put it. But, yeah, usually the corral, the grocery store near me doesn't even have good corrals. So I have to take it all the way back. But I do it with a smile.
Really? And how about you, Joel? He'd be like, do you return the carpet, the shop? I mean, the thing?
Shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
First thing I have to say is like, it's kind of insane that the world, outside of us reporting on it, insane that this is what the world is debating about.
I know.
There's more important things to talk about. But, I mean, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I never even really have a – for one, when you leave the grocery store, when you're supposed to put your grocery – the basket back there and take the bags out the grocery – cart and then walk them to the car. That's what? What I always
what?
Did.
Whoa. You take it to the aisle thing first?
Like when I'm leaving a grocery store, I don't take the cart to the car. I take my groceries out the cart from the door and walk to the car.
Really? Why are you still in the store?
Because it's just me at the grocery
store. No, it's just outside the door.
Right
where
outside.
Where the cart goes.
Oh.
Because I don't have that many. I don't have a wife and kids, so I don't have like a bunch of groceries to carry back to the car. I just take the few that I need and then carry those to the car.
Totally logical conclusion.
You do
I've
the
done
same
the same.
Thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've done the same. What? Wow, what? It depends on the amount of groceries you have. If I can carry it in two hands, I just put the cart back and walk back without having to do a second trip. It's just efficiency.
If I'm just getting a couple of things, I don't even get a cart. But right, if exactly. I have a cart, I'm getting a bunch of stuff.
Oh, okay, but no, I'm not walking. See, that's the thing. I'm not walking around the store with carrying things. Even if it's a few things, I'm pushing it in a cart.
You don't have a basket? You don't just get a basket?
Like a little basket.
Sometimes, if it's a quick, but hey, we're going three items already? No, I'm not carrying. I'm not carrying them around like this, walking around the store like this. I'm not doing that.
Do you return the cart?
Always.
Oh
yes, and if I have a cart, I'm taking it to my car.
Me too.
So what?
If I have a cart, I'm taking it to my car.
If you have a cart, you're taking it to your car.
Yeah,
it
never even occurred to me this. It's kind of brilliant, although it seems sort of unwieldy because you have to like lift it out, and then you have to like push the cart where it goes, and you have to carry your stuff, and then you have to fiddle for your keys and. Good job, guys.
I do a lot of fiddling. That's true. It's a mess.
And so you do return every time?
Yeah, every time.
And why?
Because I'm white. I was raised right.
That's a good point. I was raised right.
I can almost remember, although it might just be my imagination, being excited.
Running away with me.
Being excited, pushing the cart back for my mom when I would go grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah.
She would take me grocery shopping. I would return the cart by myself. Or I could picture being excited to do that as a kid.
Me too.
I can see that. I can see what she means, though, like what the lady means about not wanting to do. It's a little dramatic, but I can see what she means because it's so crazy nowadays that she could be taking her cart back to the thing and then somebody hop in her car.
But can't he lock it?
But then her kids
you can't
are
lock
in
babies
there.
In a car.
The kids are in there. So especially child this locks lady, too. She's probably like, I never lock the car with the kids inside.
But she's not gonna be gone for that long. Staying right over there.
No,
right.
you guys are missing it. She should take her kids with her to return the cart to teach them to return the cart, and they're all together.
But
they don't
with
go
their babies,
get
though.
Into the car.
What if they're babies?
The oldest has to push the stroller for the baby.
But what if they're all? What if they're toddlers? They're all toddlers.
They can walk. They can crawl.
They can crawl.
They can sit in the because some of them can sit in the cart. Mm. So she pushes the cart with them in it, and then they kind of, and then she carries them all back.
And she has her 2A on her.
I see how 2A
her Second Amendment.
I see how you're supposed to, like James said, put the cart away. But if you don't put the cart away, I don't even see how that's that big of a deal to me.
Is it wrong not to put the cart away?
In her situation, I think it's like put it right next to the spot.
How about in what spot? By her car?
Yeah.
In the way of another spot, though.
But in the way of another car, he said.
No, I usually like make it fit between the lanes.
He ain't gonna do all that.
But I think she's probably trying to do a little something. I don't think that she just like.
She's thinking about her babies. Is it wrong not to put the cart back?
Yeah. Although,
how about if you have no kids with you at all?
Definitely.
And you have a basket full of grocery. You go to your car, you put the groceries in, and just leave the car there.
And keep it going.
Only if they're
raw.
Not if they're sketchy people. But otherwise, it's wrong.
I think it's just
if there's
little
sketchy people around, then just leave. Fast as you can.
But how about there are no sketching people? Is it wrong to put not to put the cart back?
Yeah, it's wrong.
And why is it wrong?
Because it's selfish. It gets in the way of other cars. And you're making prices for us go higher because they have to hire employees to go and get those carts, round them all up, which they're doing it anyway. But
they have a whole machine for it. Sorry.
They have what?
They have like a whole little cart thing for it now. Those
right.
are like three. Those are like what? $3,000-$6,000.
You know.
I like.
Is it wrong, Joey? Let's say no kids at all. Is it wrong not to return the cart?
I don't think that is wrong. I think it's a little lazy, but I don't think it's wrong.
Why lazy?
I mean, just because if you can bring it back, then it's. You know, it's more convenient for others and the workers to just put it back. But, I mean, I don't think it's wrong.
But just lazy?
Just a little lazy. If you can do it and there's nobody there, you ain't threatened for your life, then you just walk it over there and just put it over there.
Is it wrong, Hassan, not to put it back if you have no kids or anyone?
Hassan never put it back, so.
No. Is that true? I always put it back. It is wrong. And
it's wrong not to put it back?
It's wrong not to put it back.
Why?
And honestly, because it just shows a lot about, you know, you as a person. But here's the thing. I don't judge anyone for it, but I don't want people judging me when sometimes I put Sandy in the cart while I'm shopping. And people really don't like that, I've noticed. And people really give me a lot of looks on that.
Yeah, that's normal. Not to like.
That's right.
But people don't always bag their fruits.
People put their kids in the cart. But anyway, the point is.
But the kid ain't a dog.
The kid is dirtier.
It's made for the kid to go in the cart.
The kid is doing way grosser things. But the point is.
Allegedly.
Can you imagine walking around in a grocery store with a doll in the car? Oh, God.
Well, sometimes he just likes to get there. But
he didn't like it. Like, he knows that this is a shopping cart. I want to get in and ride.
Well, he does like the ride, but it is wrong. It is wrong, but.
Why? Go ahead. Finish your point.
Because it's just, you know, like I said, it shows a lot about the person. And, you know, it's
which is your more, the person carried a dog in the car?
That's true. That's why I said, you know, whatever. I think it's wrong, but I'm not judging as long as people stop giving me dirty looks with Sandy. We can both be wrong together. Let's make it a social agreement.
I'm judging him anyway because he doesn't always pick up the poop from his dog.
Whoa!
Like there's a whole lot of people not doing that.
Okay, hold on.
That's true. And then he argue with the people when they argue with him for not picking it up. He argue back.
No, he says we need a strong leader. Well, I better stop.
Is this the same guy that says it's wrong not to return the car?
Well,
right.
But he leaving dump on the grass.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. This is true.
No wonder you're not judging.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
are you serious? You really don't?
I know why.
In my neighborhood, I don't because first of all, I have three homeless people full blown living in front of my apartment building.
So you don't clean up your dog's dump?
I don't because I feel like. Okay, we're not trying. No one's even trying here.
So you gotta make it worse.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I have. I've given up in a lot of ways here. Haven't you guys noticed? I've given up.
What? No.
Larry David.
Nick, is it wrong not to return the car?
It's totally wrong.
And why?
Because it's the most common, it's the most basic test of common decency. It's so basic and so simple because you're not – it's not about costing anyone anything. No one's gonna put you in jail over it. No one's going to really give you any trouble for it. But it is – but you are making stuff harder for others. You know what I'm saying? It's the most easy test of common decency. Like do you have it? I get it. Like society's falling apart or whatever, but it's not like that bad, like this woman saying.
It's not like that bad.
It's bad in some areas, right? It's just right. It changes up, and so I imagine this woman in like I wonder if she's in a bad area or a nice area. She
it
sounded
like a
mad.
Nice area.
She sounded mad, so she's like, "I'm going to do this TikTok now because someone gave me a bad look just a minute ago."
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I almost understand maybe
it's
what she's getting
really
at.
In her head, though. I don't think anybody's really like giving her.
Nobody paying attention to her.
If it's dangerous, nobody would want you to put your shopping cart back.
And why did she put this up anyway? Because no one
for
knows
attention.
Her.
Yeah,
no one cares.
No one cares.
She brought the attention to herself.
Yeah.
Nobody. I bet
that's
you
what she's reveling in too. She's like, "Oh, I'm so happy that we've got back to this important discussion." But
and nobody yelled at her, "Hey, put your cart back."
Right, she's all ego.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So, in closing, I don't think it's wrong to not put your car back.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I never put my back. Maybe once every blue moon, if I'm right next to that little owl thing, I'll push it back because I don't want it to hit my car or something.
Yeah.
But I don't.
It depends how packed the...
And the reason I don't think it's wrong because the store hire bus boys to go out there and get those cars. They get paid to do that.
To get them in the corrals.
Yeah, they
but
get
if
them
you leave them out,
and
they,
bring
they
them into, back into the store.
You're making people like you are why the prices are going up.
No, they're going to run the prices up anyway.
Base James.
See, these carts are rolling into people's cars and causing damage.
But still, the clerks.
Because you don't want to put it
back
in the
way.
Corral.
People, it's like a perfect parking spot, and you're leaving it in the way.
But the cart boy is supposed to go right out there and get them. That's their job.
You know the cart boy is a Gen Z now.
I used to be a cart boy.
I know, but the cart boy is a Gen Z now. They're not doing that. They're lazy.
That's the problem. I used to be when I had I worked at a market. My first job in L.A. was at a supermarket. My first job at the supermarket was cart boy. And we had to always watch and make sure the carts were out there and bring them back in so the customer could have them available to them.
They have plenty of carts and then not plenty of parking spaces. And you're leaving it in the way.
Well, when I moved out here, they had cars and they had parking places.
Right.
Jesse is kind of making me feel like a...
And they had car.
He is kind of making me feel like a...
they get paid to do that. That's what they get paid for
I
back in a moment.
That are amazing. Highly recommend you get them.
Seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Jesse. We're going to get to your calls just in a moment. And Super Chat, I want to just finish up with the expert. So I said that it's not wrong if you don't take your shopping cart and put it back into that little aisle things. And if people do it, that's nice. But you're not wrong because you're paying for groceries and you're paying the salary of the boys. Shop boys, and sometimes females now, that are supposed to go out and collect. They keep their eyes on the parking lot to keep the parking lot functions clean, right? And, you know, pick up the stuff like that. And so they've been trained how to do it and everything. And they're supposed to walk around the whole lot to collect the carts and bring them back to the store to make them convenient for the guests.
That's the job this week. That's the job description for the cowboys.
The cowboy.
The chat is all saying that you're supposed to take it back to the corral and return it. Jesse, what's wrong with you?
We ain't never had no corral beforehand. It's just a courtesy on the customer if they decide to take it back. But they have guys getting paid to do that.
Maybe.
And the more you do it, the more
the guys don't. But the guys who gather the carts, they don't put them back into that corral at the end of the parking lot.
Right.
They put it all the way in next to the store.
Right.
So those
that's what they're supposed to.
Those
do.
Corral things are for us to put back.
But that right. But too, it's like it's nice if you do it.
No, you're just supposed to.
If you put it back, but you're not wrong.
Exactly, that's decency. Right. You know what else would be nice if you did it?
Well, it's not decency either. It's not either decency or not. It's just you're a customer that walk back over there and put that cart. Thank you for that, right? But they get paid to collect the carts.
So you're saying that
we're paying them to collect
right.
the carts.
And now you're doing the job for
no, them. We're paying them to collect the carts from
that
the corral.
No,
and then you're making the prices go up even higher by making them work even further out, and no. They don't even care.
James, stone solid on this one.
I know. But what happened is they put those little corral things out there, and they train you to bring them over there. You unconsciously been trained to
I
drop
like
them
it.
Off
I need
into,
my exercise.
You think you like it.
Whatever.
Because if they had never put
if
them
I think
there,
I like it, then I'm happy.
If you had never put them there, if they had not put those little corral things, would you be taking the cart over to the corral thing?
I would take it all the way to the front of the store. Sometimes
James
I do.
James Wing, dude.
He's so old. His mama may beat him if he does that. But I don't think anything wrong with it, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think that is wrong either. I mean, I do. I understand.
Joel puts it not. Joel at least puts it kind of not in the way.
I just,
do you leave it in the way? I want to know how he does it.
Don't think laziness is wrong, so.
Hassan asked me during the break. Hassan asked me if I went to Chick-fil-A and when I get my meal, do I put the trash into the trash?
Right.
Yeah. I said no, but I'm playing.
Okay.
I dumped that.
And so you put the tray back on top of the trash can thing where it has that.
I don't think he does.
At that point, I was thinking, at this point, Jesse thinks he's king. Everybody does everything for you.
You know, this sort of harkens back to like the old days of flying. When you used to fly, you were treated like royalty. You had to pay through the nose.
Right.
And
you had to pay that much.
Well, it was pretty expensive, I heard. But
I don't remember being expensive, but okay.
Well, you made a paycheck to come to California, right?
It was $50.
Oh, wow. Somebody said it was $4,000 at one time, a cross-country trip. And now it's like...
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
It ain't even $4,000 now.
But anyway, like the quality of what you get from...
I paid $50 for my first trip to L.A.
Nice. What'd you get...
Southwest.
On a plane trip. You used to get a meal if it was a long enough flight.
Right.
You would get all kinds of good treatment. And now it's ghetto and there's riffraff. It may be less expensive, more efficient, but they're like cutting corners and then the customers are cutting corners.
What does it have to do with the shopping cart?
I'm just talking about how the quality of services has kind of declined and the quality of the people, clientele.
But what you don't know, it makes them workers lazy when you put the cost back.
But here's the thing, though, is I can understand what Hake
is
saying.
Laziness
too,
is not
but
wrong.
I also don't think it's wrong either, because I think it should be based off of like what the if it's convenient to leave it there for whatever reason. Say you got a lot of bags, you're in a rush, then boom. But if you ain't got nothing to do and it ain't dangerous, then it is a little lazy not to walk it back over. If you can, you should.
Once in a while, Will.
There you go. See, that's common decency.
But, because the only way I would do it then, my car is right next to the thing. But if my car is away from the thing, I ain't going.
Never mind.
Isn't it kind of fun to push the cart, though? When it's all empty and like...
No, because you get stuck.
You don't push it really fast.
And then you walk, and then you're free of the cart, and then you walk, and you feel so free walking back to your car because you have nothing in your hands.
No, because that cart thing, we be trying to push it. It gets stuck.
Oh, no. See, you have a ghetto cart.
No.
No. They have electronics on it now, so homeless people don't steal them. So they lock up.
Yeah,
that's
they do. And then so now you're wrestling with this cart thing. I'm like, forget
especially
it.
Especially at Rite
Aid. The bearings, the wheels, it's the cart racket, man. You got to get on the scrapping cart racket.
You have to know how to select the proper cart.
But the moral of the story is...
Don't let your dog take a dump on the grass.
That's the moral.
Well, that's nature. That goes back into the ground. See, you know what I mean?
All these reasons.
Yeah. On somebody else's ground.
Yeah, that's fertile. That's
usually it's on the sidewalk.
That's God. But I'll tell you this.
That's God.
The moral of the story is this woman, this is going to show up in other ways in her life. And, you know, you can't get involved with people like this because you never know what else – what else is going to show up in the relationship or in the life that like this? I knew someone that did that, and it was a red flag.
They did what?
There was a girl that I was dealing with, and she just left the cart there, and I forever judged her for it. I said, you know, I would bring it back up. I say, see, this is just like that time you left the cart. You know, I knew the type of person you were. So
how are you going to judge him for leaving a car when you don't even clean up your dog stuff on somebody else's
like
grass?
Like I said, that's
it's not even on the grass. Dog stuff is on the sidewalk.
It's apples and oranges.
It's where people walk.
It's on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
No. Wait. No. He does it on the grass, and it goes back into the earth.
So
no,
you don't let your dog poop on the sidewalk?
Not before someone's shoes.
He's never done it on the sidewalk.
Oh, good for you. Okay. I'm judging him a little bit less than I'm judging the rest of my neighbors.
He only does it on the grass. But it's also like these food delivery people, like Postmates or Uber Eats or whatever. You see these people trying to get into apartment buildings. They're like stressed out to bring the food up. You can't just come down. They got the food for you. They drove all the way. You want them to physically bring it straight to your door?
That one, I'm like, bring it to my door.
No, let me tell you, because that's your job.
Too.
Well, that's true. I don't tip, never. But
okay, well, that makes sense.
Let me do this. Let me end the conversation.
You got to come down. Just come down.
Let me see what Mark from Nevada has to say. Is it Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada.
Nevada has to say. Well, some people say Nevada.
That's because they're hoity-toity New Yorkers.
What do you say, Joel? Nevada or Nevada?
You don't want to know what I say. Nevada.
Mark, out of Nevada, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to say it is absolutely wrong, and I'll put your cart back.
And why is it wrong?
Because it's about organizational skills. As a society, we should try our best to be organized.
Why?
And, because it just helps with the movement of society, just like traffic lights, four-way stops.
But what does putting a shopping cart back when you have employees who are getting paid buku money,
who are getting paid to go out there
and collect those carts?
I don't believe that's their only responsibility.
Right.
That's
the other responsibility is to bag, help with the grocery bag, too.
In our society, that's the consumer's responsibility. That's why they have all this self-checkout.
What's the consumer responsibility?
It's not just a consumer. It's just, people as a whole should try to
work on their organizational skills. What is the consumer responsibility? When you say it's this consumer responsibility, what are you referring to?
Well, I'm saying now we have to bag our own groceries and self-checkout.
And do you know that you still pay buku money for that?
Well, I think you said it before. It's not going to matter about bagging your own responsibilities or taking your cart back. It seems like...
Do you know you still have to pay buku money? They're training you to bag your own grocery, but the cost grocery is still not going down, and you're just trained to do it? It's the same way with gas. At one point, we had people at the tank, at the gas pump, to pump the gas for you. You pay for it. They got paid. They had a job. They got paid. They earned a living. You got your service. And now they're making you do everything and pay high prices, and now fewer employees. And y'all falling for it thinking you're doing a service.
I think putting your cart back in a parking lot is part of being with the rest of the shoppers. Like, hey, I'm considerate. I have organizational skills. Let's keep track.
That made no sense at all. You're not showing that because of employers that walking by you. They don't care. They don't even see you over there.
It's about the people parking. You're in the way. You're leaving it in the way of other people trying to park.
Exactly. Or you'll come out. What about, Jesse, if you come out of the grocery store and you got a shopping cart banged up against your driver's door?
I'm like,
you're not going to.
No, what happened when I see it? I cuss.
it's about doing the right thing.
How is that the right thing though?
Because
if you're gonna leave your thing there, don't leave it up against somebody's car. Don't leave it up next to Joel's car.
By accident. But
it doesn't happen by accident. You leave it there.
It could roll into another car. It happens all the time.
Not if you make sure it's not.
How do you do that? You put a rock by the wheel?
Yeah, you put it right there, even on that line. What do you guys
say?
You put the wheel in front of the brick where you park so that it can't go forward.
Right.
Sure. Okay, so you do all that effort, but you don't do the effort to just put it in the corral.
That's where it goes.
It's like you go to a cafe.
This is why we need segregation.
Mark is white.
Mark, are you white?
I'm Hispanic.
He's white Hispanic. He sounds white Hispanic.
You work for a store?
Yeah. No, sir. I have my. Okay.
It's like going to a restaurant and having your meal, paying for your meal, having your meal, the waiter pay it, bring it over to you, and then at the end of the meal, she wants you to go back there and wash your dishes.
No, but you know what?
She wants you to pick up the dishes.
That's where we're headed.
And take them back there and wash them.
I'll tell you what I'll tell you what I do when I'm in a restaurant.
Hold on, Mark. Let me get this coming from Nick. Go ahead, Nick. You about to say?
Mike.
Your mic.
You're not on the mic, Nick.
I'm solid. I feel solid on the shopping cart thing. I put it back, but I don't know.
Y'all being trained and don't know.
Simping for the grocery store thing is making me think a little.
It's not for the grocery store. It's consideration for other people trying to park.
That I will not let go of.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand that too, though.
It's selfish.
Amazing.
Jesse, yeah. When you go to a restaurant, you keep your area where you eat nice and organized, and then when the lady comes by to pick it up, do you place your utensils across the plate to let her know that you're done, and that way she can pick it all up at the same time.
I didn't even know that
scattered everywhere.
I stack my
you're
stuff together.
To Hank for that.
Yeah, exactly. I stack my stuff together so it's easy to grab. I wipe off the crumbs from the table. I make it so that it's pretty nice. And it's not just for the waiter. Alpha. It's not just for the waiter because sometimes they can't clear the thing. It's cleaner for the next person.
After you clean up for him, you still leave a tip.
Of course.
After all that cleaning.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not that much cleaning.
And if they ask you to go back there and wash your dish, you'll go back there and wash it.
If I get a discount. Or it might be fun.
This is how we know. This is how we'll know if, because I agree, and Hank is rock solid on this. But this is how we know if he's going too far. When you go to like a regular place and you buy like, I don't know, a donut, and they turn the iPad around and ask for a tip, do you still give a tip?
No. Oh, okay. Usually not.
Usually not.
No, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
That means sometimes.
Sometimes I might. If I'm like a regular and they sometimes give me a little extra or whatever.
Uh-oh.
See, now he does.
That makes perfect sense. I even tip like a Subway if I go regularly. Because they treat you nice. If you're going there regularly, you got to understand rapport. You got to understand food places. When you get a good rapport with a food place, it's just like they give you stuff. Like, it's just awesome.
And everyone who's ever worked in the food industry, in the service industry, they tip well. And so I just follow their lead by tipping well. Nice.
So if I go to Alpha. A place a lot, yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's beta.
I didn't realize
but
that.
It's, but it's beta for society. What's beta? You called me beta for whatever reason. And I said alpha.
Putting the plates,
and I'm like, okay, but it's beta, but it's beta for the good of society.
How's cleaning your table and your dishes at the table and helping society?
Making everybody's life a little bit nicer.
Those people don't even pay attention to that.
It's organizational skills, Jesse. That's all it is. Just practicing.
Being civilized.
Common, everyday organizational skills.
But so the store put those little things out there and made you go and take your cart there, and now you think you're being organized?
It's fun.
Jesse, do you use your blinker?
My what?
Signal.
Your blinker when you change lanes.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Jesse lives by different rules.
We need the blacks to have their area so they can have it where however they want.
That's why I'm moving to Louisiana so I can live in the white area and learn how to be white.
There you go.
Mark, thank you, man. I got to run. I appreciate you.
Love you guys. Love you guys. Bye.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Last word.
That was fun. That lady is, she's just all ego, like I said. Forget her. But she does bring a valid point because there's a lot of crime and danger nowadays. So I understand, like, the lady's predicament.
That woman ain't making no point. That woman's stupid. But I understand. That's what you think.
Yeah.
Last word.
I guess I didn't realize how uninformed these things are important. Uninformed I am. Uneducated.
Me too. He said, I ain't no hate with cleaning it off the table.
I know. Yeah.
Putting his fork in everything. Well, anyway.
You stack your glasses.
Whoa. Last word.
Yeah.
That's it. Hassan, last word.
Yeah, just if you're dealing with someone that does this, you know, just make sure that
someone that's tearing the dog around in the car.
No. I'm just saying. Okay.
Or someone that let the dog dump.
Fellas out there, if you're dealing with a girl and she does this, she leaves the cart. All I'm saying is it's going to show up in other things. So, you know, you got to make sure it's worth it, you know. I'm not saying break. I'm not saying end it, but just be prepared.
Last word, Anchor Baby.
I've driven behind Jesse. I've seen the blinker on. At least once.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. Every once in a while.
I'm joking. I do use my blinker. I've always used them.
Last word.
I was just joking about that. Amazing. Last word. You're making this, the shopping cart ain't no big deal. It is nothing, it's neither wrong or right. If you want to put them over there, fine. But if you don't, fine. Just, you're right, I wouldn't put it where I would let them hit someone's car, you know. I'll be careful with that. But this shopping cart thing, you've been played. The employees get paid to do that. And when you do their job for them, they're not going out there and getting their car. They're going to look out the window and you carry them. They're looking at you doing it. I used to work for a supermarket. I know how that goes.
But did you quit or did they fire you?
And most of them are union members and they make buku money.
But did you quit or did they fire you?
I quit. Oh, I went to another job to pay more money. I was kind of climbing the ladder of jobs.
Because I would say if they fired them, we would have known why.
That's right. Amazing. My experts, y'all. Thank you, guys.
Nice.
Amazing. Hey, let me hear what a couple of super chatters said about the shopping cart thing.
Okay.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Evan from Connecticut bought three coffees saying, if we return the carts, then we rob youngsters the opportunity to get off their and work for a living.
Very good point. Absolutely. That's deep. That's the best point all day long. Thank you.
Someone bought five coffees over this, saying, I was at the grocery store. Satan was having a field day in my imagination. I was putting groceries in my car when I had the most evil thought of taking my own life. And just as the thought came, an old lady approached me and said, let me relieve you of the burden and guilt of not putting back that cart. And I don't know why I burst out laughing. I thanked her for the laugh. I don't know if this is also a thought, but it felt like God sent the old lady to remind me to lighten up and live life ignoring the thoughts. Thank you, Jesse and the crew. If not for you guys, that would have probably gone over my head.
Amazing. Thank you. What the?
Donnie Girl's idea. Some places still do it, but when you put the quarter in the cart and got the quarter back, that ended roaming carts. Have you heard of that?
No.
You put a quarter in to get the cart out, and then you return the cart to get your quarter back.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they get your money back.
Pastor Chatelet says, I just grab a cart when I am going into the store and put it back where I got it from. Ungovernable.
That's right. Amazing.
Celestial.
Thank you.
Celestial Lord, when I go grocery shopping, I sometimes have to get out of my car to get carts out of my way. Who goes into someone else's house and not respect the owner's rules?
Amazing.
I'm with you, man. Celestial Lord, that's what I'm talking about. No consideration for your fellow Parkers.
Manto, that's his name, Manto?
Manto, also known as Omid.
Manto said, and homeless return the cot to earn quarters. No employees.
Wow.
What the? Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you all.
That's all for those super chats regarding the cards.
Yeah, we'll
get to the rest
that.
Of the super chats.
When
later.
I come back, your phone calls, straight to your phone calls. Amazing. Back in a moment. Hate coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday. Too bad we didn't have a Bible verse about returning shopping carts. It's June 6th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you're listening live during Hake News, Not Fake News. If you're not listening live, you're listening to the replay. You can also audio podcast. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show has links to the different podcast platforms. So check that out. Starliner, it actually took off, according to CNN. Call me Nonsense Network, okay? Boeing's Starliner spacecraft carrying two NASA. NASA does not mean lies, okay? I read the fact check, and fact checks are never wrong. Two NASA astronauts expected to make an historic docking, or a historic docking, at the ISS, International Globohomo Space Station, at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time today. That's during the Hake Report, by the way. Those eager to follow along can tune into Commie Nonsense Network website for live coverage, or follow the journey on NASA's, far-left extremist NASA's website. I call them extremists because they're into the diversity stuff nowadays, and Trump's not in charge. Even if Trump were in charge. It's D-Day's anniversary. Today marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Happy D-Day. A lot of people died that day, I think. The first day of the Normandy landings that laid the foundations for defeating the Nazi Germany in World War II. The so-called Allied invasion. Ally has become sort of a dirty word. Maybe it always was, not sure. In 1944, saw tens of thousands of troops from countries including the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada, landing on five stretches of the coastline in Normandy, France. It was a coordinated effort across air, land, and sea, which the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, calls the successful beginning of the end of Hitler's tyrannical regime. Presidents, prime ministers, now they have other tyrants everywhere. What a mess. Presidents, prime ministers, and monarchs from NATO nations, Globo Homo NATO, are gathering in France this week in what will likely be the first major decennial commemoration attended by a significant number of veterans. Even a 19-year-old who stormed ashore in the biggest amphibious operation in history would soon be 100. Wow. Interesting, huh? Gaza drama. An Israeli airstrike hit a UN-run school. United Nations, evil UN, runs school, though, at a refugee camp in Gaza overnight. That doesn't sound good. Further inflaming tensions in the Middle East. The death toll from the strike has risen to at least 45 dead. So said a spokesman for Gaza's so-called Ministry of Health to Commie Nonsense Network. And they may be right, I don't know. The Israeli military confirmed they carried out the airstrike, which they said targeted a Hamas compound operating inside the school. What is Hamas doing? On Wednesday, Israel's Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant, reiterated the country's military offensive in Gaza would not be halted for any resumption of ceasefire and hostage release talks with Hamas. We are in a process, this is a quote, of continuous engagement to wear down the enemy. Any negotiations with the terrorist organization, Hamas, will only be conducted under fire. So said Yoav Gallant. And Trump, an attack on our greatest president, I think. A Georgia appeals court has halted the election subversion. Isn't that interesting? They're accusing him of, anyway, election subversion conspiracy case against our greatest president, Trump, and several of his co-dependents. A massive victory for the Trump team, seeking to push his legal issues until 2025, if they can't beat them all together. The new order from the Georgia Court of Appeals is the latest indication that a trial at the state level of Georgia election subversion case, give me a break, will not occur before the 2024 presidential election between Trump versus Biden, I guess. The court said the case will be on hold until a panel of judges on whether the rules on whether the Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, you know, that black gal with the bad attitude, one of them, should be disqualified. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888. Is the air conditioner on? It's freezing here. Turn that fan off there right here. 888-7. I'm like I'm over the North Pole somewhere. No, not, they turned the fan off here. Thank you, Nick. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? An amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy and not able to sit and watch it. You can be listening live at exactly what's happening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. You can donate there, rebuildingtheman.com. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of the show today. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
It's a scene you don't expect to see at a Sunday church service, a fight in the pulpit.
It's a disgrace.
Whosoever therefore! Let me hear you speak in tongues.
And I read the Bible. Cover to cover. Very, very close to my mom. A real mama's boy. You will emerge from that as an atheist.
What did you just say? Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to some of these... With the phone call, the messages are too long. I don't know what they are. Let me go to Dee Dee, a first-time call out of Canada. Dee Dee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little bit, Dee Dee.
Okay. So I actually have two questions for you, Jesse.
Okay.
I've been listening to your show for a while now. And I'm doing the silent prayer. I went and forgive my mother. I call her FaceTime and we talked and it wasn't difficult at all. And she said it was fine. She knows that she's wrong and all that. For my father, I did not yet. I have to call him. So my question is, my husband, about my husband. Ever since I started doing the silent prayer, I think he's going crazy, Jesse.
Why do you think that?
He's saying things that don't make sense. He go at his job and he's telling me that they're trying to track him, that somebody's trying to kill him. A lot of stuff going on and telling me to help him.
Speak up a little bit.
He's telling me to help him. I don't know how to help him, Jesse. And I'm a little overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. It's really bad. And he smokes pot.
Oh, is he like?
Yeah.
So he's having like personal issues with his imagination and stuff.
Yeah. And I stay at home with my kids. I have 3 kids.
Uh-huh.
I take care of my kids and I obey him. I do everything that he says. But I think I'm starting to hate him because he called his mama crying that he needs help calling up everybody. And he can't deal with himself. I don't know what to do. And telling me to help him.
Oh, and so yeah. He's crying out for help as well. Have you tried to get him some type of professional help, like at a hospital or something?
He's seeing a psychologist, but I don't think that helped. They gave him a bunch of pills that he's taking. It's not working, Jesse.
Oh.
He tells me that he want to stop smoking. He smokes cigarettes and pot, that he wants to stop, but it's too strong. He can't. And
so he want help, huh? Have you told him, because it's all his issues, unless it's some type of physical medical issues, I don't know, I'm not a doctor in that area, but all his problems are coming from anger.
Anger?
Yeah, he needs to, you know how you're working on yourself? You forgave your mother, you're going to forgive your father, you're doing the silent prayer. He's having the same issues. He's angry, so he's living in his imagination. And he's believing that the thoughts and the feelings that he's having, other than medical issues, I don't know if he had medical issues, right?
But, no, he doesn't. No.
Well, he's believing the thoughts, and he's living in his imagination, and he's overreacting to evil, and that's what's driving him crazy.
And that's going to cost him his job. And, you know, I take care of the kids, and I don't work. And things are going to get hard for us if he doesn't wake up and do the right thing. So
have you told him to do the prayer?
He does listen to you. He does listen to you. He agrees with a lot of things that you say, but I think he has a hard time doing the silent prayer. I know he's not doing it because he's still believing in God.
Yeah.
And he's trying to drive me into it.
But don't hate him for it, though. Don't argue with him about it and all that, but don't hate him for it. Because
how do I stop hating? Because I feel like anger. Ever since he called his mom and told us all our business, I don't like telling my business to my family and people.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Deal with things. Yeah. I like to do. That's why we left America and we live in Canada now, because the family was too, it was crazy. They were all over our business trying to break us up to everything. So we left far away, and I think he can't deal with that, with the loneliness.
Yeah.
He can't deal with that. He keep calling people, and I know professional help is not the right thing. They will just give you a bunch of pills. I've been there.
Yeah.
And it's not going to help you. You don't get it. And I say, well, I'll call Jesse and ask, and then maybe we should get a counseling session.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that. If he's willing to talk in counseling, have him call the office at 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, or go on the website at rebuildingtheman.com and tell him to set up a counseling session. And I can see what we can do to point him back to the right place. But if all he's doing is dealing with his imagination stuff, he got to overcome the anger so he can stop believing the thoughts so he can be free of that.
Okay.
But have, and so Have you talked to him? You said that he is not doing the silent prayer, or he tried it?
I know he's not. He's not doing it.
Oh.
Because he's still in his thoughts. How are you doing the silent prayer and you're still believing in thoughts?
Yeah. What I would, if he listened to my show or listened to what we deal with here, tell him I said for him to practice during the silent prayer so he can calm down from the thoughts.
Yeah, he said he doesn't have a male figure in his life because his father died when he was like 6 years old.
Right.
We're from Africa, both of us.
Oh, okay.
And, and his mother's living in Africa. And the only person that he has is his mother.
Well,
and I told him you help men to rebuild their family and all that. He knows a lot of things about you. He watched a lot of the show.
Right.
So I said if you don't have someone, then I think I should call Jesse because we've been listening to you.
Yeah. Well, have him set up a counseling appointment, and in the meantime, tell him I suggest for him to start to get real serious about doing the silent prayer every morning, every night, so he can be, God will bring him out of his imagination, out of those thoughts.
Okay.
Because if that's what's driving him insane. And he needs to forgive, too. He got to drop the anger. Have him set up a counseling appointment, all right?
I will. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate your show, and thanks.
You're welcome. And you stay with the silent prayer, and when the temptation come to be angry at him, let those thoughts pass. Don't fall for it.
Okay.
He can't help himself. It's not him. It's something else.
Yeah, he told me that.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for him. He said he can't help it.
Right. That's why he got him. Do the silent prayer so he can calm down, so the truth can catch up with him, and the truth will take over and cause him to overcome the imagination. He'll be fine.
And you're so right, Jesse, when you say that. As soon as I started the silent prayer, I see evil all around me.
Yes.
He's trying to bring me back into the thought.
Yeah.
He's trying so hard to get me out of it. Like that. That's how I know it's real.
That's why it's trying to make you angry, too, at your husband so that it can draw you back in as well. Don't fall for it. Resist the temptation.
Yeah, and the thought is telling me, just go get a job, leave the kids, take them, and whatever, go get a job and work because he's not doing well, so you can take over and do it. I was like, no, this is not God, boy. This is wrong.
Yeah, taking one day at a time.
Then I even see people telling me, try to get a job. They're telling me, oh, this, you can do that, you can do that. And I was like, no, this is not from God.
You stay present and you will see what to do. And don't do anything until you see what to do, until it's clear.
All right. Thank you so much.
I wish you well,
Didi. I'll have the counseling and then we'll call you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye now. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Milwaukee, first-time caller, Isaiah out of Milwaukee. Isaiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Isaiah.
Okay, so for entertainment purpose, I mean, I know today is Bible Thumping Thursday, and I've been watching you for quite some time, and I appreciate all that you've been pretty much sharing.
Uh-huh.
So, but I kind of, like, wanted to touch on, like, I don't really believe it. I'm, like, in the middle as far as Jesus being God, but there is a scripture where he speaks to a woman that was in discharge, where she comes behind him and touches his fringes. And he tells her, daughter, your faith has made you well.
Right.
So I just kind of like wanted to get your input on that.
Her faith made her well. It wasn't him, but it was her faith that made him well, made her well.
Right. But he referred to her as daughter, and that wasn't actually, you know, his daughter. That's kind of, so if we entertained that whole thing, I just kind of like wanted to see what you thought about that.
Well, I don't know what he meant by that, but I do know that all of us are sons and daughters of God. And just that we've been turned away from him, and because our mothers have turned us away, or grandmothers, we've been turned away from God. We don't recognize that we are sons and daughters of God because we are sons and daughter of evil until we forgive and return to the Father. Maybe he would tell her that. I don't know, but maybe let it remind her that she is a daughter of God.
It could be the case, absolutely.
Yeah,
and I don't. And if I can just get a little bit more, I mean, I don't know how much.
So let me ask you this: you said that you don't all the way believe that Christ is not God. Do you somewhat believe Christ, Jesus, is God?
No, I'm actually in the middle because I don't know for sure. And it's like seeing that, like I don't have, like it wasn't truly revealed to me. I just don't. I'd rather stay in the middle, because then when you go that route of like just like you're stuck in your ways, like it's kind of hard to turn from it. So I just stay in the middle on that one.
And the middle is I don't know if he is or not. That what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Do you believe you have a free will?
No, I don't. I don't because I know. I mean, you kind of discussed that. I've been watching your show for quite some time now. I would say maybe for about probably a year, probably not even a year, but yeah. And I kind of wanted to touch on another thing that you brought up about the anger, and I've seen it in the scriptures where Adam and Eve, right? When you explain that whole thing, when they had got turned away from God, I noticed that who inherited anger was Cain. Cain had inherited the anger, and I can see the same thing in my house, like when me and my wife kind of did that, turned our kids away, just like you said. I'm like, it's beautiful. It's like, I love that the Lord is working through you. And he I can see it now. I can absolutely see it. It's even in the scriptures. Like I missed it when I was reading it on my own. I didn't go through any church.
Right.
It was like, it just came clear to me. So it's like, and I seen it again, when I went over Genesis again, I'm gonna make it quick. And I saw how, Eve and then Adam, when they got turned away from the Father, Cain had inherited that anger and it consumed him. So, and then that's when, everything happened
yeah,
to Cain.
Absolutely.
But absolutely. I appreciate you, sir.
You're welcome. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir. My mom passed away some time ago, but in 2016.
Yeah.
And after I forgave her within,
yeah,
I realized that because I was having thoughts like I was angry with her, and I'm like, why am I angry with her? Why am I saying things I never said to her before?
Yeah.
Within my thoughts, like I was saying, like I was cursing her out in my thoughts, and I'm like, well, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like
what?
I never
no.
did this before.
Yeah.
I know, right? So I did that, and it was unusual. So it's like it made sense when I had when I saw your show, and I'm like, man, man, the Lord is awesome. So it's like, Yeah.
And how about your father?
I went to my father, and I actually forgave him as you had, I can say you instructed us to do.
Right.
Because like, I was listening to your teaching. Like, I've been watching a lot of your videos, even your church services, a lot of the old ones on YouTube.
Right.
And, man, it's amazing. Like, without a doubt it is. And so I went to him, and I did that. And, I knew that I resented him because I was closer to my mom, without a doubt. I was absolutely close to my mom.
Yeah.
And I knew I resented him because it was a time when, I'm going to try to make it quick, when my mom kind of like spoke when they were playing cards, and she said to my uncles and them that to my dad that you don't spend time with your son, you spend time with your other son more. I don't want to get into the names, but
right.
And when I was young, I heard that. And that was one point that I recall, that when I resented him because of that, because I didn't spend much time with her. Then the other time was when she told me about when she told us about her and my dad cheating on her, and I got very upset about it. And I was very upset. And I believe that was another time where I resented him.
Yeah, because your mother was evil for telling you that. And that's why she did it, to make you turn against your father.
I agree. I see that now. So you're absolutely right.
Is your wife... Oh, what did your father say when you went and apologized for resenting him?
He didn't understand because my dad is not, I know you said that it's not for them, it's for us. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Christ said.
Yeah.
Leave your gift at the altar and go and forgive. So He didn't understand at the time. And so I kind of like just told him exactly how you, I don't recall word for word. So I didn't want to kind of get
right,
into that.
Absolutely.
But I do recall like what you, how you instructed me to do it. And I did it that way, but I don't recall word for word how it went, but I just know that he didn't fully understand cause he's not into the Bible. But then eventually he kind of came around and he was like, it was like, we just kind of like, it was almost like we embraced each other. We laughed and, you know, we been okay ever since.
Right on. Amazing.
Absolutely.
So what other thing, is your wife working on her stuff?
Well, it kind of, like, I would say she's not, but I believe in a sense she somewhat may be, like in a sense. I would say my wife, I knew that in the very beginning that she wasn't going to obey me, but I didn't understand all that at the time because I was taught that
You take your time. Slow down. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I was kind of taught that we were from evolution, like in school. I was going to elementary, MPS, mm-hmm. and they taught us that we came from evolution. So then as I got older, I kept seeing all this death around me. And I usually didn't cry when I seen death, but then I kind of like at one point I felt like it was wrong for me not to, because I seen everybody else crying, so then I forced myself at one point to cry while I was listening to like a Mariah, listen to a Mariah Carey song, and then so after all of that, as I got older, I asked myself I guess you can say I asked God because I was wondering what life was about, and ever since then I kept going to. Like, I went to one pastor in particular who was a mentor at the time, and he kind of told me, like, and he didn't teach me too much, but he kind of just said, your spirit. I kept saying, why am I, like, I'm seeking, like, I want to know the truth. And he kept saying, your spirit wants to know the truth. And I'm like, at the time, I didn't understand what he was saying. But then when I started, I went on my own, I said, because I felt like I wasn't getting the truth from a lot of like the people that I were going to. So I just went on my own. I started reading the Bible. And as I started doing that, I noticed that the Lord, like without a doubt, I had a dream at one point that I seen seven demons and I faced them all. And I said, I'm going to defeat you. And I'm like, what the heck? It's like, that was strange to me. And I told my wife about it. Cause at that time, I was without a doubt, I would go to my wife and I would discuss things. And what you say about those things. But I wasn't into it as much.
So does she obey you?
At this point, no, sir, she does not.
And is it like living with a woman who will not obey you?
It's a fight. Like, just like you said, is she giving me that's my baby, but she giving me hell. Without a doubt. You're right. She is giving me absolute hell, and I still love her with all my heart. I love her with all the love that God has given me.
How do you know you love her?
Because when she don't obey me, and when she doesn't obey me, or when she doesn't do like things around the house or help out, or when she disagree, I don't have a different feeling towards her. I still love her. I still want to be there for her. Even if she leaves me, I remember at one point when you were telling me. Or when you were telling, I'm sorry, I was listening. I've taken it as you told me. But when you were saying that we shouldn't try to make things work,
right?
And also, you also said that if a person, the other person's not working on themselves, then you shouldn't like far as the sexual part, you shouldn't try to get things from them. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'm not going to ask my wife for any sexual things because I love her in a sense where I want her to see that it's kind of like I can't make her see anything. I know the Lord has to reveal it, but it's like I kind of like knew that I needed to not ask for anything and to just give her space and then work on myself, as you were saying.
Yeah, don't argue with her. You can point out that she's evil, that anger is evil. But right. You can't make her change at all. And what type, how old are your kids?
So I have 9 babies with my wife.
Whoa.
And I know, right?
Are you black?
Yes, I am, sir.
And she black too? Black.
Yes, my baby is black.
Right on. Mixed.
We both kind of mix with a little white. My grandma is white. and her grandfather is white.
Okay. And so you have 9 kids with her. And what type of impact is this having on the children? Because if she's not obeying you, it means that she's destroying your children. What type of impact is it having on your children?
So with the kid, with my babies, they are without a doubt. I can see that they, especially the older ones, I can see like it's already affecting them.
Yeah.
Like, where they have this resentment towards me.
Yes.
And I can see they see me through my wife's eyes. Like, yeah.
You're married to your mama. Your
right,
wife is
right.
Your mama, and she's doing exactly to your children what your mama did to you guys, your father's children.
Absolutely, I agree. And it's like, and I understand that I can't make her see these things. And like, I try. So we used to, before I heard you, we used to do our own fellowshipping on Sunday, where I would like just go over the scriptures with my family, because I wanted them to I know, like, I know you said to like read, but not to pretty much not, you said to read it, but not to remember.
Right.
And I can understand why. But at that time, what I was doing, the Bible, I noticed that it actually is a history in the future. And the only part I don't quite get entirely is the part when you said that everything is done. In a sense, I understand it, because in a sense, I know that everything is done, because Revelation tells us, I know that Jesus drew all people back to him. When he did what he did, when he bought us all back. So in a sense, I know it's all finished.
Yes.
I do know that, but I kind of like at the same time don't really see it clearly yet.
Well, so, if you stay with the silent prayer, here's what I'm telling you that is absolutely true and without a doubt. You stay with the silent prayer and stay present, watch those thoughts. You will come to see and to know that everything is done. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. You are not a sinner nor a saint. You have been bought and paid for. You have never done anything wrong in your whole life. Something else been driving you, and you thought it was you. You identified with it. You're going to see that you're already, quote unquote, saved. Everything is already done, and we just need to live. But because human beings believe in the imagination, they literally think that the thoughts are true and that they're theirs. They're not able to just live in the present. They're not able to just have a life, because they have identified with the death instead of life.
That's very true. I agree.
What a mess.
Thank you, sir. I know, right?
And so here's what I recommend, if you're not doing it already. Tell your children when your mother is acting up, not to be angry. Tell them not to get angry at mama. Mama cannot help herself.
I told them already.
Yeah, she can't help it. But to let you know what's going on, and you need to deal with it in front of your children so they can see that you're looking out for them. You are their light, and they need to know that somebody is looking out for them, and instead of letting hell just destroy them.
Yes, sir.
And your wife is not going to want you to correct her in front of the kids, because the hell in her doesn't want to be revealed. It wants to stay hidden and destroy them. And so she's going to scream, oh, you corrected me in front of the kids. You're not supposed to correct me in front of the kids. But that's hell in her, and the kids need to see that. As long as you're not angry when you're correcting her, make sure the kids see it so they can know that you love them, you're protecting them from hell, you're not mad at mama, you're just correcting her so that they can deal with her the same way.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
Amazing. All right, man, thank you for calling. Call me again.
Yes, sir. Take care. God bless you.
And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, right? And you
yes, sir.
Will... The darkness of the imagination will be taken away from you, and you will have a clear mind. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to be like, what the? You will have a clear mind.
Got you.
No matter what happened, what you lose, people turn against you, or whatever happened, you leave that on them. You let them live their own hell, but you stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, there's one line open now at 888-775-3773. When I come back, more of your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse, a couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you don't want to miss it. James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV. He black. Amazing show, too. They're all really good at what they're doing here. We are building this network one man at a time, one person at a time. Come hell or high water. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday. And the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby energy given to him by God. Not his own, but given to him at 12 noon, Monday through Thursday, and on Fridays at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. All right? don't forget to support us on social media. All right, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And there's another one Joel wanted me to announce, but I don't know where it is. But it's somewhere. And a quick reminder, so like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. Right? Thank you for that. We are on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is king. Christ is king. Amazing. What else? 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, yesterday, Sharmi Peterson bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, as a wife, my husband has asked me to do things and I obey him. He asked me to keep the house clean, lose weight, which I've lost 30 pounds already, and help him where he's asked. I don't fight him or give him any crap. Since listening to you returning to my father in heaven, I've been doing much better. Thank you.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I cannot tell you the number of women I've counseled with over the years who have dropped that anger and realized they needed to forgive their mothers and fathers as well. And they wake up. Once they drop that anger, their heart changes. Salvation is of the heart, right? Their heart changes. They wake up, and they are overcoming the illusion, and they love, just love being a woman, not some female, but a woman. And those who are married are loving being married. There's no fight anymore. They don't have to try to obey or not obey. They're just in their proper place where they were created to be, and they're loving it. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. If you stay with it, it only gets better. So right on, stay with it.
Nice. Black Angel bought a coffee. Good morning, JLP.
Morning.
You'll receive a delivery from Mando, not a subtle hint about your hygiene. It's a shipping address error. Anyway, happy birthday again. Enjoy.
About your hygiene stuff?
I don't know.
I think I got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, it came. Thank you. Who is that from?
Black Angel.
Black Angel, thank you. I'm glad because it had no name on it. I didn't know who to thank for it.
So I guess he accidentally sent it to us, and he's going to let you have it.
You know, he going to send it? Oh, he accidentally sent it to us.
Yeah, he said that it was a shipping/address error.
Well, I ain't giving it back.
He's not necessarily asking for it back.
And it smells so good. I made this up to one of the little deodorant things to Joel. Not saying that he's needed, but I'm not saying that he's not playing. But thank you, even though it's an accident. So he doesn't want it back, right?
Right.
Thank you, Black Angel.
Cool.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I didn't know it had no name, so we didn't know. I just said it's from the company or something like that.
Yeah.
Hassan needed it real bad. I might get him a bottle first. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says, I disagree with Jesse on Israel. By many data points, they are not our ally, but on paper and as far as what people believe, they are.
And so,
amazing.
If on paper it says that they're our ally, why is he thinking that they're not? And you can't measure it on the action of people because people are evil and they turn on you. So there are people in Israel that don't like America, and there are people in America that don't like Israel, and there are people in Israel that don't like. But spiritually, whether you accept it or not, Israel is our ally. If it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity. And you can bank on that. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought our coffee. Jesse, question. Why are people waiting for the second coming of Christ? The problem is that people read the Bible literally and totally miss its most important secondary meaning, that salvation comes from overcoming our human nature, the ego. So while they try to find solutions for their problems from outside sources, the solutions can only come from within. They look for Christ's return, the rapture, the salvation from the skies above, but they miss that Christ already
said. Keep it piffing.
Salvation already only comes from within.
So they asked me the question and answered it too?
No, he says he's quoting you as asking the question why people are waiting for the second coming of Christ.
Oh. But it sounded like Jesse said, why?
Right. No, he's quoting you as asking why. And so he answers why.
I asked why.
Whatever.
I mean, at some point I did.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't quite understand. Hey, you seem to understand it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Wayne, I am that I am.
But Wayne, I am that I am. You're right in that it's done. It's so interesting to me. And I understand I didn't know either at one point in life, one time in life. It's all done. We are like free, but don't know it. That is amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. And when God said, Christ said, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, I didn't know the depths of the lies from thoughts. I didn't know how the anchor baby gave me a biblical question, I mean a scripture, hopefully I get to that in a minute, about that. But I didn't know, and still learning from it, waking up and overcoming, right? But you have been deceived by thoughts in a way that you won't even believe it. When you wake up, you're going to realize, I once was blind, but now I see. Even with the... right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Nice. The key about our coffee, biblical question answer.
What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win?
Souls out of the kingdom of darkness.
I didn't mean to laugh. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, The Key.
Yeah, thank you.
Jabrail NTP says with a rumble rant yesterday, one God, the only one in heaven above us. Let's go flat earth. Laughing face emoji with tears coming out.
Amazing. Thank you.
He's also now a monthly supporter on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
I appreciate it. You got to know how to rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
By subscribing. Yeah, you can pay to subscribe. Now, Roy donated Bond JLP Cash App. Mr. Roy, he asks, interracial couples? Mixing cultures. Yay or nay?
I'm neither for it or against it. Really, neither way. When it happened, fine. When it doesn't, fine. So I'm neither for it or against it. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate your support.
The Key bought a coffee. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14:23.
That's deep. Thank you.
He also says the kingdom of heaven abides in the obedient. The Spirit of truth teaches us to obey because it's better to than sacrifice sin. And disobedience is as witchcraft. Samuel 15:22-23.
Thank you. Amazing.
The Key says,
Bible Thumper Thurston.
Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen because people love sin, sacrifice more than they love truth, Father.
Interesting. The one thing I know about that and is that I've seen over and over and over and over and over again now is that there are some people who hear the truth. They hear about forgiveness. They go and forgive their mama and their daddy. And then they do the silent prayer, and they start this journey, right? But along the way, something happens. Either someone says something about them, or someone convinced them to get off that journey. And they'll get off. And then there are some who get on it, and they go a little further, a little further, a little further. And after a while, they are convinced by evil that, oh, it's taking too long. This is too hard. It's not going to work. Let me go somewhere else and look for the answer. And they'll leave and go back to the Catholic Church or the Christian Church or something like that. But then there are those men and women who get on that journey and they keep their eyes set on the prize by staying present, and they go all the way with it. And those are the ones who get the prize, those who endure until the end or to the end. They get the prize. Isn't that amazing? So you have it going that way for sure. Thank you.
Don bought three coffees. Anyone with money, celebrities, corporations, even governments, will decide to write a check once in a while to make someone go away. Everyone knows that's all Donald Trump did. Here's my question. How did the prosecutors turn that into 34 felonies? That alone should tell you the trial was a joke.
I think everybody in America and around the world trying to figure that one out. How did they do that? And if it's true, how are they getting away with it? But the Democrats have been getting away with things for a long time. somehow or another, they have learned the art of temporarily getting away with things. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I need to know why you say that Jesus has already returned to Earth. Please explain this to me. I have other questions as well, but one at a time. By the way, I like you very much.
On the cross, he said it is done. The devil had been defeated. Souls have been bought back. Oh, my God, no. It is finished. It's done. There's nothing else you need to do. And that's what the New Testament is all about. New Testament is about life. All you need to do is live. It is done. You don't need to work on anything other than watch yourself to overcome this fallen state you're in. But the kingdom of heaven is here and now, above too, but here and now. You are free. You are neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither right nor wrong. You're neither good nor bad. You're nothing. It's done. You don't need to look to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. You need to be present. Amazing. Thank you.
Also from Chris with another coffee. Hi, Jesse. Can you email me the answer to my previous question that you just gave?
No. Is he joking?
He might just be like a boomer or something like that.
Oh, but listen to the show over and over again. You'll get it.
And he repeats, why do you say Jesus already returned to Earth? I'm not denying what you're saying. I would just like an explanation. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. And to everyone else on your show, have a wonderful day as well.
I appreciate that. You too. Listen to this thing over and over again. I just said it.
Nice.
I'll keep saying the same thing over and over.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
You boomer.
So, meaning that he's an old person?
Right.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if he's a boomer or not, but.
And he want me to email. How come he want me to email? Don't he hear me saying it?
I'm not sure. Anyway.
Thank you, though, Chris.
Yeah. Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Going back to the conversation yesterday about wedding vows, in the UK, they took the word obey out of the vows in 1928, same time women got to vote. What a mess. Face palm emoji.
What a mess. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee, Matthew 6, 7 and 8. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. It's crazy the way people should. And then he gives his own thing. It's crazy that the way we should pray is in the Word, meaning the Bible. Yet most Christians pray out loud with words and ask what they want for what they want when God already knows what they need. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Great passage.
Yeah, sure is.
That was Jesus, by the way, saying that.
Right on.
No more thoughts, bought a coffee. Biblical question.
What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win?
I'm trying to win an easy life. Just digging while I'm in a hole, I guess. Also, about the assignment, the demons are so many I'm losing count. I'm thinking there was about 14 on one morning's silent prayer, at least two writing this message.
Amazing. That's an assignment for the fellowship this week, to watch the demons. How many demons are there inside of you? Let's hold it right there.
Okay.
Thank you all. We'll finish. I want to get you some calls. Amazing. How many, well, have you, without telling, this assignment coming up, we'll wait for that. Have you been noticing the number of demons in you this week?
I haven't noticed the number, but every now and then I'll notice. Oh, dang. Like that.
Nice.
That's not that bad, right? Right?
No. No, you see it. All right. You need to do is see it.
Yeah.
And are you surprised at how clever and...
Yeah. Like when you just said about in response to Jesus saying, it's done.
Yeah.
The first time you answered it before the Chris guy asked, the boomer. You said we're so deceived by thoughts, it's like we're not even aware of how deceived we are by thoughts.
Yeah.
It's like seemingly never ending.
You're right. Uh-huh. It really is.
Like you said, layers and layers of demons and identities and personalities and
layers
assumptions.
And layers. You need the Holy Spirit to overcome that.
Yeah.
Because without the light, the power of the light, ain't no way you can defeat the darkness.
It kind of makes me relate to the people who read something in the Bible or hear something somebody said and jump way over to conclusions about it.
Yes.
That's the same thing that we're doing in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I told a story over at the fellowship folks about I was at a parking lot with a business establishment, and I parked my car there, and the attendant came over, got the little card, and blah, blah, blah. And I stayed the amount of time that I was supposed to within the car, right? And when I went back, I tipped the attendant, parking attendant, and he was so friendly. Si, señor. He was Mexican. Si, señor. Hola. I said, so you're very busy. They see, so you're very busy taking the money.
Hola.
Right? And then when I went over to the gate wasn't open, that gate thing.
Yeah.
And I'm pressing the button and put my car there. And I'm like, señor. So he came over. And he's like, señor, you got to pay. I'm like, no, I didn't stay past the time. No, you got to pay. No, I said, okay, let me back up. And go back in so they can validate it. And he was like, and by that time, a bunch of cars were about, and he went from hot to cold.
Si, señor.
Just like that.
Señor, si.
That very nice guy was very mean.
That's funny.
He was angry. I bet you in that Mexican language, he was calling me the N-word.
Come on, man.
And I'm like, wow. I'm just sitting there watching it. I'm like, these are demons. Look how he went from nice to nasty.
Yeah.
It went from nasty to nice. And nice. Those are demons. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I mean, anyway, Victor out of California. Amazing. Victor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Grandpa Jesse.
Hey, Victor.
You'd be proud of me, man. I did everything you told me except one, right? I forgave the parents, no problem, easy, got it done. I lived by myself. But what was real difficult was figuring out how the word obey applied to my relationship. And
are you married?
I was reading, no.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was reading the Gospel of Paul to the Galatians, and the word he used was bewitched, right? And I was like, I'm bewitched, right? So I had to use my vocabulary, and I asked this girl over signs that she didn't respect me, because if she doesn't obey you, she doesn't respect you, right? And I figured that out. And one word is respect. So I, with zero anger, right? It took me years to listen to you and to do this, but I did it. With zero anger, I asked her, do you respect me? And she said, no. I'm like, okay.
And nice.
At the time, she's living in my house. She's driving my car.
Wow.
And I'm like, I know. And so I'm like, all right, well, you're not driving my car today, and you can leave, too. And you would have been proud of me, man.
And so you put her out?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to throw her stuff out on the road, but it's...
But she's gone now?
Well, she'll be gone on Saturday, yeah.
Right on, man.
And thank you for your teachings, man. Hey, because the word in the gospel was bewitched, right? Yes. Am I being tricked into something? And it's in Galatians. So thanks, Uncle Jesse, or Grandpa Jesse.
Venture, stay with... Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Venture, yeah. Stay with it. And then don't her talk you out of... not moving. She got to go because she may pretend that, oh, I'm so sorry. She's not really sorry. She's just saying that. She may say that in order to stay. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, and I won't fall for it because when someone looks at you and says they don't respect you,
yeah,
you know, it's different. It's different than saying, are you going to obey me?
Yeah.
Right? Do you respect me? And, you know, I have a place I live and a car, two cars, and cool, well, thanks, Grandpa.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it. A quick break. One more hour to go. We're going to move cars and super chat when I come
amazing.
Back. Hazy with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back.
Before I ask my question.
question. I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Another femicide in Mexico of a female mayor. Our word, the American word for it is mayor. And they're pushing the vax. I will give you your vax schmaxine propaganda. Roll up your sleeve. Open up wide. And some severe weather and other things going on. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday. June 6th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for Hour 3. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats as well, hopefully. Okay? But first, it is Hake News, not Fake News. You can call in right now. There is one line open. Okay? 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. A woman mayor, headline from far-left extremist CBS News, woman mayor shot dead in Mexico. The day after that Jewish Mexican woman, Claudia Sheinbaum, her historic presidential win, first female president in Mexico. I'm shaking my head. The mayor of a town in western Mexico was killed Monday. The regional government said barely 24 hours after Claudia Sheinbaum was elected the Latin American country's first woman president. Wonder if Hillary's jealous. Officials said that the mayor's bodyguard was also killed in the attack. The Michoacan state government condemned the murder of a municipal president. Municipal president means mayor of Cotija, Yolanda Sanchez Figueroa. So said the post from the regional interior ministry. The murder of the woman mayor comes after Sheinbaum's landslide victory injected hope for change in a country riven by rampant gender-based violence, so says far-left extremist CBS, Communist Business Services, or something like that. Sanchez, this Yolanda Sanchez Figueroa, was elected mayor, so-called mayor, we call it, in 2021 elections. She was gunned down on a public road, according to local media. One outlet reported she was shot 19 times and died shortly after in the hospital just outside of a gym. And her bodyguard, Sanchez's bodyguard, Jesus V. Bechica, was also hit by the gunfire, and he died as well. So much for that bodyguard. After like a shootout, what a mess. They were attacked by gunmen inside of inside of a white truck who opened fire from the moving vehicle and then escaped. So what a mess, huh? Terrible mess going on in Mexico. I'm staying out of there. Okay, schmaxine propaganda. Another new version of the COVID-19 schmaxine vaccine will likely be coming this fall. A group of FDA, Food and Drug Administration, schmaxine advisors voted unanimously Wednesday to recommend that the agency tell vaccine manufacturers to update the China virus shots so they will be effective against the JN.1 lineage of the China virus, of the coronavirus. JN.1 and its descendants, KP2 and KP3, are versions of the virus that are most common in the United States right now, per the Scared Woman-led Unchristian CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The FDA told the advisory committee Wednesday, Studies have shown that currently available China virus vaccines appear less effective against the variants that are now in circulation. and severe weather. A storm's a blowing through. Damaging tornadoes hit parts of Maryland on Wednesday. Can you believe it? Maryland. Leaving at least one person seriously injured. I didn't know that happened in Maryland. Video from Gaithersburg, Maryland showed a tornado crossing a highway, with other footage on social media showing neighboring areas impacted by downed trees and debris. Storm Prediction Center had 10 tornado reports from Maryland as of Wednesday night. Maybe you Maryland people know about this stuff. I didn't. As of Wednesday night, 10 tornado reports. Forecasts show the severe storm threat shifting to the northeast, where they're expected to weaken. Meanwhile, a brutal heat dome is escalating in western United States that will send some temperatures surging into the triple digits, into the hundreds Fahrenheit through the rest of the week. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Excuse me, I've been talking so much yesterday and today and last night. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. There is a line open, 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're too busy to sit and watch it. Anywhere in the world, you can go to TalkStream Live line and call 605-615-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131 on your iPhone or iPad, and you can also podcast the show anytime, anywhere. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right. Or rebuildingtheman.com. You can donate there as well. Rebuildingtheman.com. I do appreciate it. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show today. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. What a mess. 888-77-5773. I have at least one soundbite I must play for you. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. This is so important. Listen up. I think you're going to like this one. Even if you don't like the man himself, You're going to like what he had to say about this. Concerning a relationship with God, Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends and was asked about his relationship with God. Watch this from Fox.
This is Sharon from Alabama. And I think her question actually ties into what we were just talking about, which, how do you do this? And I know that you've said before that you've been sustained by the prayers of lots of Americans. I've seen pictures of people praying over you.
It's incredible, actually.
Her question is, she says, you've been faced with so much adversity and persecution for years. What's your relationship with God like, and how do you pray? That's Sharon from Alabama.
Okay, so I think it's good. I do very well with the evangelicals. I love the evangelicals.
We're good with God.
And I have more people saying they pray for me. I can't even believe it. And they are so committed, and they're so believing. They say, sir, you're going to be okay. I pray for you every night. I mean, everybody, almost, I can't say everybody, but almost everybody that sees me, they say it. It's such a beautiful thing. You know what's a beautiful thing, too? When you look at all of this bad stuff going on, they have nothing to look up to. They have no God. They have no anything. They kill people. They beat people. They push people into subways. There's just nothing there. Religion is such a great thing. It keeps you, you know, there's something to be good about. You want to be good. It's so important. And I don't know if it's explained right. I don't know if I'm explaining it right now. But when you have something like that, you want to be good. You want to go to heaven, okay? You want to go to heaven. If you don't have heaven, you almost say, what's the reason? Yeah. Why do I have to be good? Let's not be good. What difference does it make?
Or they try to create heaven here.
I love that question they asked. What's your relationship with God? He said, well, I think it's good. Amazing. He didn't respond to it as how he prayed. He went on with the other thing, but amazing. And he's right. If you have not returned to good, you're evil. There's no in between. There's no nothing but that, right? You're either evil or good. And you can't go from one to another one. You're either evil or good. Amazing. I love that response. And it was an amazing question for him. 888-7753. And that's why we're having all this stuff you see happening in the country. Hell has been released by the government, by the mothers of the children, because mothers don't love their children. And fathers cannot protect their children because they have not overcome mama. So they're in hell. And all these protests and everybody hating everybody for some reason. Do you know there's not one reason? There's not one reason to be angry at anyone about anything, not at yourself about anything or anyone else. Just imagine that. I want you to think about that one. Smoke on it. Now that I'm mentioning it. There is not one reason to ever, ever, never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever, ever, ever a reason to be angry. An angry person is truly deceived and have no love, zero love. If you're angry, whether you realize it or not, know it or not, say it or not, accept it or not, you literally have no love. You can say, I feed the hungry, I go to church, I do this and I do that. All you're saying is that you do things to try to make yourself feel better, but it's not working. You're still evil. Doing things like that doesn't make you good, period. Anyone that I'm telling you, you may not believe it, anger is your enemy. Anger, there's nothing good in any aspect of you at all if you have anger. Whether you're male, female, rich or poor, black or white, up or down, yonder or there or there or here or there or everywhere, you have no love. you're evil. And that's why it said in the scriptures, do not trust an angry person. It's weird, not weird, it's interesting that the scripture says do not trust an angry person. And the Christians say, okay, it's okay to be angry. Jesus was angry. What the? Think about that. The Bible said, don't be angry. Like, don't trust an angry person. And the Christians said they are angry, and they glorify in it. And as a result, they have all the wrong belief. They believe they have a free will. They believe Jesus is God. They believe one day, they're going to be saved. They believe going down to the front of the church and accepting Jesus as their God, Lord, and Savior, that they are saved. They believe emotions are good. They believe everything that's wrong. They gossip. They have revenge against others. They take sides. They're doing everything that's wrong, but yet have a false belief that they believe in God or Jesus. And they won't even question it. They won't even question it. The Christians even believe that there is someone there that needs to be saved. They believe that there is someone there that needs to be saved, but they can't tell you who's there. The imagination has played games on you that you can't even imagine. You don't even know the game. As I wake up, meaning that more and more and more I see, I'm like, what the? I didn't know. What the? You know, amazing. Well, but they know the Bible. You can't convince them they don't know the Bible. Oh, but they know God. You can't convince them that they don't know God. They know about God. And knowing about God is not knowing God. It's intellectual. But you can overcome all that. But you got to work on yourself. You got to become aware of you. Take your eye off everybody else and let them go to hell in a handbasket. You work on you. Take your eyes off your husband, your wife, your children, your mama, your daddy, your this and that, and work on you. You'll be fine. You can't save anyone else. You can't even help yourself. You can't save yourself. And it's something that you got to commit to and go all the way. No matter how rough the road get, you stay with it. And you're going to see that you've been deceived about color, about racism, about abortion, about sexism, and all this stuff. White supremacism. You've been lied about white supremacy. No such thing. You've been lied about anti-Semitism. No such thing. It's all lies. And that's why you're of the world suffering. Those who believe lies are suffering. They have no peace. No peace in the Middle East because you believe lies. If you don't love all, you love none. If there is one person, one. If there is one person that you dislike, that you don't love, you love none. You don't love your mom, you don't love your own family, and you don't love yourself. If there's one person you dislike for any reason, then you love no one. You love no one. You are an enemy. You are evil. The battle is spiritual. The warfare is between good and evil. And really between evil trying to conquer good, because evil is not even challenged for good. You know what I mean? It's like Mike Tyson getting in the ring and just knock that guy out in one minute, one knock. Or if that doesn't work, he'll bite your ear off and you're going down. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Leo out of Texas. Leo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I have a question. My question is, what is the Bible saying when it says the woman should be silent? What does that mean?
She is not created to lead, but to follow.
So when it said that in the Bible, like, why did I get a guy who was telling me that it's because the men sat on the lower floor and the women sat on the higher floor and they couldn't yell. Did they make that up?
Well, I don't know because I don't know that guy. I never heard that before. But
no,
women,
but that's what they're saying.
Women were created to follow and not to lead.
Yeah, I know that. But when I asked,
I can't tell you why he said it. He didn't say it to me, and so I don't know why he said that.
Okay. And I also want to answer the biblical question.
What are you trying to win? Amazing.
I'm black. So how you gonna win when you ain't right black? Within? I'm trying to win within, Jesse. All I care about now.
And what does that mean?
I'm just trying to observe the thoughts and clean up this mess. That's it.
What a mess. I would love to respond to that, Leo, but I got to wait until Sunday. And thank you for it, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man. That's it.
All right, buddy. Stay with it.
All right.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. That's a line open. Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, sir. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. I wanted to call in and do a little Bible thumping.
Yes, sir. Bible thumping Thursday.
Yep, and I wanted to ask you a question, and it's on the topic of, is Jesus God or is Jesus not God?
Okay.
So in Matthew, Mark, and in Luke, because there are some stories that only appear in one of the four books, but there are a few that appear in multiple. In all three of those books, when they talk about Jesus being baptized, they said that Jesus and the people around him heard a voice from above. If Jesus is God, whose voice did they hear?
That's deep. That's right. That's another good point, man. But the Christians will hear that, and they still, except for those who really want to know the truth, they will hear you say that, and they'll still miss it. What voice, if Jesus was God, why is he hearing the voice up there? He all down here. What a very good point.
It wasn't just Jesus that heard it either. It
right.
It was also the people that were around. You had a caller last week that took you to one of the chapters in Peter. And at the beginning, he stopped at like verse 3 and tried to say that showed that Jesus is God. But if he had just kept reading and went down to like verse 17, it said that Jesus was glorified by God the Father. And that's where he got his power from.
Yeah.
And so some people do what the devil did when he talked to Jesus and tried to twist the Bible around and say, hey, go ahead and throw yourself down because the Bible says that the angels will carry you and keep you safe. And Jesus responded like, yeah, but it also says, you know, that you need to love the Lord thy God and not put him to the test. So he'll point out that, yeah, even the daggone devil knows the Bible and can do some Bible thumping. So
that's right.
Stopping and the context matters. And I think people need to take a step back and not be miseducated and just accept things and not necessarily read for themselves the right way.
Absolutely. And, you know, you make another point, whether you realize it or not. This is why you're not supposed to try to prove anything to anyone, especially not the truth, but you shouldn't try to prove anything to anyone because people love their hell and they want to believe what they believe. and they don't really want you to point them out of that. And so they will fight to stay in the hell.
Yeah.
They will fight to stay in there, and you will waste your time trying to convince them or show them the way out. They don't want it.
Yep, I totally agree. And that's why I don't really explain much to people. I usually would just ask them those types of questions, like,
yeah,
if Jesus is God, whose voice did they hear? And then hearing them not answer the question is always the funny and entertaining part. And that's much more enjoyable than me trying to explain something knowing that it's falling on deaf ears.
Absolutely. And that is such an amazing point about him heard the voice here. He and others heard the voices from heaven. But the Christians are going to look, they'll look right over that. And this and that, because they have learned from the lie from the preachers or the mama or somebody else told them that. And they're not going to get it. But it's amazing, man.
What a mess.
I know. What a mess. Thank you, Ronnie. Amazing.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. You have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Wow. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. We're taking all your calls. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Seth out of Virginia. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yo, can you hear me?
Hey, Seth, welcome to the show.
Hey. I'm just commenting on the stuff you guys are
talking about. Hey, Seth, come back to your phone. Hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. Just hold on. I'll let them handle it out there and let me know when you're ready. Let me go to Danny out of the UK. Danny, pick up. Let me know when Seth is ready. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Can I just say, how are you, mate?
All is well, Danny.
Good man, good man. Jesse, yeah, my question for today was, is anger in comedy ever a good thing? If I was to find something funny from an angry moment, is that the devil in me finding that funny, or can it be of humor?
Anger is never, ever, ever necessary. Anger is not needed. Anger is never, ever, ever necessary. And if you get rid of the anger, you'll find yourself being funny naturally, and it would be the type of funny that all or most people can enjoy.
So even if I, like comedies that I watch in the States, some of the actors, they have outbursts of emotional, you know, anger, but not crazy anger, but, you know, emotional anger. But it appears, you know, it's funny to watch. Is that a negative or?
Yeah, emotions, anger is evil all the time.
Right. So even in comedy?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Because there's never, ever, 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 ever a reason for anger. Never. And there's never, right, ever, 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 never a reason for emotions. Period.
Yeah. So, yeah, I understand.
Amazing.
Yeah, I get you.
Thank you,
Great
Danny.
Stuff. Thanks for that, Jesse.
Absolutely.
Brilliant, mate. Keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you. 888-7753-773. There's a line open. Let me go back to Seth. They said he dropped his phone. So let's try it again.
Yeah. Hey. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Hey, commenting on the plates and stuff and all that food service industry stuff from earlier.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a bar manager, and I used to care a lot. I used to be like, oh, this guy, he's not tipping me good, and his bill was this much, and this guy's bill was whatever. But I just realized, like, now that I'm not in it, like I'm such a piece of crap, and like most of those people in there, like, they just need to work the job. Just work it. Stop worrying about whatever and just work it.
Yeah. What do you think about what my experts and I were talking about earlier.
About the
About the cart thing. Shopping cart.
Oh, I don't care. You can leave your cart wherever you want. I'm not working the corral.
Do you think that it's wrong? Some people think it's wrong or lack of something to not return the cart. You just don't care at all?
No, no, I don't care. You put your cart wherever you need to. It's not my cart. It's not my cart, not my circuit.
And do you return it?
Yeah, I return my cart. And why? I don't think that makes me a good guy. I just return the cart.
Okay, and so you just return it just to return it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you know, you don't have to, and there's no law that says you must return the cart.
Right. Amazing. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate
Biblical.
It.
Biblical question.
What are you trying to win?
I have no idea.
You don't? Amazing.
No idea.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, Seth.
Yeah, man.
All right. 888-77, Jesse, there's a line. Let me go to Stevie. Is it Stevie? Huh?
Stiff.
Huh?
Stiff.
They're not going to tell me out there. Huh?
Stiff.
Stiff?
Stiff.
Stiff? Oh, sorry. Stiff. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, big boy?
All is well, Stiff.
All right. So I've got a few things here going on in my brain. You know, I live here in the South, and, you know, racism is clearly fake and gay, so that doesn't really exist. That's fake. I live around a lot of blacks and whites, and everybody seems to get along with each other just fine.
And why do you say it's fake?
Well, it's fake and gay because it's just all brainwashed that the mainstream media tries to push down all these stupid people's brains. I mean, because we are
Have you always thought that racism?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's this thing where it's like they get these stupidest people.
So what I'm trying to find out when you were younger.
When I was younger, I never really thought about it so much. I grew up in like the mountains in Colorado when I was a little boy. So I don't even know if I saw a black person until I was probably a teenager, maybe.
Right.
But we had Mexicans and people like that. But as far as like this racism shit and all these ifs and
well, you can't. Hey, you can't be cursing. Hey.
No cursing.
Yeah. Hold on, buddy. Talk to Stiff about cursing. 888-775, and I'll come back. Don't hang up. 888-77 Jesse. Montel, tell him not to curse. Oh, but he cursed anyway? Let me try again. Stiff?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't be cursing. You can't be cursing like that.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I apologize for that.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a bit of a sailor mouth, you know?
I understand.
So anyway, this whole thing with this the ists and the isms and the phobes and all these things,
right.
It's for stupid people. It's for the people that have an IQ of 3. It's kind of like these people like AOC, right? Like they all have Charlie Manson eyes, right? So these are the people that you're dealing with. I call them demons. I mean, they're pretty much just demons. It's like anybody that's trying to use racial division to further any sort of agenda in this country, those people are demons. They look, you know, they got the Charlie Manson eyes.
But well, what do you
like
say
that.
About most people today believe that racism does exist? You have Christians who believe it, non-Christian. You have all race of people. And I'm not saying all people per se, but all races of people believe that it exists. Young and old, rich and poor.
Well, those people have nothing
Republican,
else going on in their lives.
Republican
worth of value.
And Democrats believe that. What do you? Are all those people stupid too?
They're stupid. Yeah, they're all morons.
The Christians and the non-Christians alike.
They're all morons. I mean, here's the thing. First off, the Christian church has failed in every aspect of religion at this point because they've got everybody believing just absolute insanity with it when it comes to God and the way that you're supposed to go about this. I don't think God really cares if you go to church. I don't think God really cares about that at all. I think what God cares is if you're a good person and if you treat people with dignity and respect in this world.
Are you a good person?
I would say that I'm a pretty good person, yes, sir.
And do you love those, as you call, stupid people?
I love them, but they need a lot of healing and they need a lot of help.
And do you love them?
I love them, yes, sir.
Right on. Yeah, they can't see me. I know what you're saying, and I clearly understand what you're saying. It's just that they cannot see.
They can't see. They're completely blind. It's quite embarrassing to watch, too, as a, you know, as a grown man that grew up, you know, like when I was younger, I grew up in
Hold
like,
on for me.
Know,
Hold on, buddy. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Baba Thumper.
Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5773. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. After The Hake Report, and then after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Natural Energy. Right after Joel Friday TV. All right? And to for personal shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, wedding, whatever the occasion is, I'll do them for you. Personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I will do them for you. Don't forget to support us on social media. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, all over the place. Like, ring the bell, follow, subscribe. Y'all know what to do. And donate to my nonprofit. Thank you all for helping us to help others, too. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. rebuildingaman.com/donate. There is a line open at 888-773-8877. Let me just finish up with Steph. Steph.
Yep. What's going on, big boy?
Were you raised by your father and mother?
I was raised with my father and mother until I was 12 years old, and they had gotten a divorce. My mom had, you know, she caused quite a few problems for us when we were growing up. She would kind of leave and
go run off with other guys and stuff. So yeah. I was always a little more closer with my father.
And so have you always had the mindset that you have now to love all and understood that there
I mean, I love all. Don't get me wrong. I love all. Doesn't mean that I love everything people do.
But did you, when the race, and then my final question, when you were a young man growing up and the races were fighting one another, when did you think at the time that was happening? The reason for that?
I think that started probably during, like, the Clinton administration when they started doing all their communist nonsense.
No, it started before that, way before that. Well, but what did you say?
In my brain, as me growing up, you know, I'm 46 years old now. So, like, for me, I guess when I was a teenager growing up in the 90s, I at that time, I lived in Madison, Wisconsin. It was a very liberal city, so there was a, you know, there was no demographic of racism going on in that city because everybody was already living in their little rainbow utopia, so to speak. So, like, for me, I just never, ever experienced it where it was like that. Like, you know, as a punk rock kid growing up, we treated everybody equally. It didn't matter if you're gay, straight, black, white, green, purple, yellow. None of that shit mattered to us.
Oh, you can't be cursing.
Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah. So you were not aware that the white and blacks who are fighting with one another?
Not at all.
Really?
No, not at all. I never saw that. I never looked at a black person and been like, oh, I don't like that person. Like, this is the deal with humans in this world. Somebody's either going to be a nice person or they're going to be the opposite of that, right? If you're not a nice person, I don't want you in my life. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to have anything to do with you at all. Doesn't mean that I hate you or I don't think that there's value in your life. It just means that you got something going on in your brain that obviously you need some help from, and I don't know if there, you know, someone like me is going to be able to do it for you. I'm a little more critical and harsh towards things when it comes to, like, the stupidity going on with people.
Amazing.
You know, anything with an ism, ist, or phobe, that's all nonsense. It's all made up gobbledygook. It gets us nowhere as a society, and it furthers division between people, which is just absolutely, like, against everything that we're supposed to be doing as human beings in this
absolutely,
world.
Man. Amazing. Thank you, Steph. I appreciate it, man. Nice call.
Amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Stay with it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
They're going to pick up the calls out there in a minute, folks. Just hold on, all right?
Mike. Okay. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, an angry black female on CNN has a hissy fit over Republican representatives' comments over Jim Crow. Quote, the black family was doing better under Jim Crow. Go figure. And that was she was going crazy over that comment. Oh. Go figure. And Jesse, she couldn't even prove the black representative that he was wrong.
And it's so true, too, that the black family was doing way much better under Jim Crow than they are today. They're, like, terrible today. It's all messed up, period. But the black family were better off under Jim Crow laws. And in all honesty, I don't know. The law was there, but I don't think black people really gave that much thought to it, to be honest with you. I'm sure some did, maybe some of the older, maybe. But it was about the family. It was about how we treated one another, including white people, how we treated people the way we would like to be treated. It was about teaching your children to work growing up without even thinking about, hey, I'm trying to teach my child to work. You just naturally taught them. By example, they were working, you just taught them to work. They were better off. The fathers and mothers were together. Back then, rare did you catch parents that were not together in the black family. They were better during the Jim Crow law. I don't even like to do it under the Jim Crow law. But during the Jim Crow thing, they were better off then than they are today. That is true. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you.
Joey bought 10 coffees. You guys need a shirt that says snatching and grabbing.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone 17 coffees. These are generous donations. Good morning. Answer to the biblical question.
What are you trying to win?
I am trying to win, but I have no idea what. This question is deep. Will pay attention to myself more often because I've only felt lost for the longest time. There, Satan go again with the tricks. Yeah. Running fast, making smoke, thanks, and on his knees praying emoji.
Nice. Thank you.
I had to look more closely.
What the? I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. What are you trying to win, Hake?
I totally relate to this person. In different situations, I think I'm almost always kind of trying to win, either like a little bit of peace or a little bit of feeling of peace, or win like I said yesterday, win in a conversation, like in an ego battle with a caller.
Yeah.
It's different things.
And so at the time that you're trying to win, are you aware that you're like trying to win? Like you're sitting there, like when you're arguing with some of your callers,
yeah.
Right? Are you like aware that I'm trying to win this?
No. I don't think I am.
Oh, really?
I don't think I'm really aware that I'm doing that because I'm just in it, just entranced. Like how you say the blacks, when you say racism, they go into a trance and march towards,
right.
And there's no talking any sense into
it. It's like they go unconscious, don't even know it.
Yeah, because people are like, hang up, Hake. I'm like, no, I want to win.
Well, I understand.
And they think it's black privilege and white guilt.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, I put my little two cents in on Sunday. I just wonder. Nice response.
Thank you. Evan from Connecticut, three coffees. If we return the carts, then we rob youngsters the opportunity to get off their... Oh, yeah, I already read that one.
Yeah.
Evan from Connecticut, another coffee. So far, I have counted 8 demons. Regret, worry, fear of loss, and more. The most devastating I've noticed is the one that creates false scenarios that haven't happened and try to convince me to act a certain way when and if that scenario happens. Mess.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
I want to know tomorrow, too, the last day of the show for tomorrow, for Friday, right? Friday, Open Life Friday. Stay with it right on. I can't wait to hear the feedback from Sunday, this coming Sunday. I wonder when I ask the people, do y'all have any questions, anything going on? They're going to sit like this.
I know.
Oh, no men's forum tonight.
Right.
Have we said that yet?
We were saying it all day yesterday. I forgot to mention it all day today.
Yeah, no men's forum tonight, guys. This is the first Thursday of the month, but no men's forum tonight, all right? Thank you.
So thank you, Evan from Connecticut, for your coffees. Age of Inversion donated a Rumble rant in answer to the biblical question, I gather.
What are you trying to win?
I'm trying to win back my country, Jesse. 110 and never again. Oh, I disavow that. Hassan has his fist in the air, so I know to disavow it.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what it means.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't ask.
Okay. Thank you.
We have too many super chats to dwell on it. Donnie Girl's idea says biblical question response.
What are you trying to win?
2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I am trying to win the crown of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Ree Sneeder Bears gave a diamond in response to this cart issue.
Yes.
How the blacks don't put the carts back, and they're just, including JLP.
Right.
He says, segregation now, segregation forever.
That's right. That's right. I'm just amazed at how easy it is to control people.
Yeah.
Like, they put those things in the parking lot. They used to not be there.
Yep.
They put those things in the parking lot. Now people just roar right for it. And then employees are getting lazy. They're looking out the window seeing that you are putting the cart back. So now they don't have to go out and do their work.
Terrible.
Well, man, thank you.
Beta J Coffee, you guys talking about bringing carts back, went to a Korean barbecue, and I had to cook my own food. I was appalled, although I played along. You ever been to Korean barbecue?
No.
It's like a hot plate, hot, like,
I mean, yeah,
metal
I have
thing,
been there, but I don't remember that.
And you, like, stick the meat on there, and it's raw meat, and then it cooks. It's fun.
Oh, you cook it yourself?
Yeah.
But they give it to you, and you just put it on there?
Yep.
Amazing. What now?
That way, if you get sick, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Amazing Asia bought a coffee at Aldi's, a supermarket that they make you put a quarter in the cart to release it if you want your quarter back, and you have to return the cart. It keeps the costs of the food down because they get to hire fewer people. Thank you, Amazing Asia.
Thank you, Amazing Asia. I don't know how true that is, but thank you.
Yeah.
Are there, they have those things in this country, too?
Yeah, Aldi is it's a foreigner. It's owned by a foreign country, but it is there are Aldi's here, and they're relatively cheap.
And you have to pay to put your... Oh, so he's saying that.
She's
saying that at that particular store,
yeah,
they're able to keep the food down because you pay to, you handle your own cart.
Probably in part because of that. Maybe the other reasons as well.
Oh, I see. So this particular store.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I have never even heard of the store. Thank you.
Soul Conscious Five Coffees. Jesse, white people always put their cart back in the cart park. It's a black thing to ruin parking lots with them. You're losing the whites this morning.
Amazing. Thank you.
Aries 1 donated a Ninja Gini on DLive.
I used to work for the supermarket. I know how that operates. I know what they do when they can make you do what they should be doing. Amazing. Thank you.
He's Aries 1 says, work 33 jobs, live in your car, don't put your cart back. Surely prices will go down soon.
I hope so. Thank you.
Oh, come on. Cash App. A Cash App donation from Scott. Hey, look up such and such. Amazing. Thank you for the tip.
Thank you.
Thank you for the tip.
Appreciate it.
Donnie Girl's idea. God bless the entire crew and listeners. Tomorrow is payday, so it's time to super, super, super chat.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Oh, and a tip in return to Scott. The Anchor Baby has covered that guy. FYI, the Anchor Baby has covered him. Just right for on. You, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Pastor Chatelet, First Hesitations 6, 4 through 20.
What's First Hesitation?
It's in the Bible.
Ain't seen no chapter called First Hesitation.
It says, some will return the carts, others will not return the carts.
Oh, you're making it up.
Both glorify God. Allow every cart pusher to be fully convinced in their own mind. And the Pharisee said, thank you, God, that I am not like that non-cart returner. And the non-cart returner said, forgive me, God, for I am a sinner.
For I have sinned. Thank you. But there's no first hesitation in the
correct.
Bible. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
He's trolling.
It is a sir, right?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Unless it's a female pastor.
Okay.
Someone bought a coffee. Let Jesse know that lady that was running for president in Mexico, this is fake news, was killed 2 days ago. I looked up that story. Thank you for the tip, someone with your coffee. And it wasn't a running. I don't think she was running for president. Maybe she was. There was many ladies running for president. But this one is, she was not. I don't think she was running for president. She was a mayor. A mayor woman was killed.
Oh, I had not heard anything about it.
They're killing a lot of women in New Mexico, according to the news.
I'm surprised that the men in Mexico allow. In New Mexico, you say?
No, Mexico, oh, period.
I'm surprised that Mexican men are allowing women to run in politics like this, because don't they supposed to be machista?
Machismo? Macho?
Machismo or something like that.
They're supposed to have machismo and be macho.
Right. And so does that mean strength?
Supposedly.
So why are they letting the women run?
Because it's false strength. They are women-oriented.
Oh.
They like Mary. They like this goddess of death woman and all kinds of mess.
The mess you do?
Oh, yeah. And all of their songs go, oh, mi corazón, for the women.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Catholic religion is like really strong in Mexico.
It is, but it kind of melded with their own American Indian religions of worshiping women, too.
Oh, I see.
So they're into Mary, even more than normal Catholics, maybe.
Oh.
Something like
okay.
that.
Okay, because I wonder, why are Mexican men allowing women to run, so many women to run in Mexico? But okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, someone. Not a victim, three coffees. No, Israel is not an ally to Christians, but to America. Jesus said that for him who is, that who is for him cannot be against him. And also that he is not, he that is not with him is against him. Mark 9:38 through 40 and Matthew 12:30, respectively.
Amazing. Repeat that again.
Jesus said that.
No, but the part about Israel.
Oh, Israel is not an ally to Christians, but to America. Israel is an ally to America, but not to the Christians.
But there are Jews in Israel that are allies to the Christians too.
Nice.
I know that for a fact.
Right on. So, indeed.
Yeah. Thank you. But thank you.
Thank you, not a victim, for your three coffees, yeah. Faithful supporter. Sion bought a coffee. How much you tipped to make the Mexico upset, Jesse? They used to be afraid of getting deported. Now they're in your face and they ain't got no work permit. 75 looks good, but I'm mad at you. Musical emojis. Don't patronize.
Why aren't you mad at me?
I'm sitting by the dock of the bay.
Why? Why? Why?
I can't keep up with all of her grievances towards you and me.
Oh. Come on, man.
Shout out,
and so the Mexican, the parking lot attendant, Mexican, he just got frustrated because I couldn't get out of the gate.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't get this through the gate. The traffic was behind him, and he couldn't have any pressure. He just went from hot to cold. That was evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The demons in that person made him do that.
Right. Told it was demons. I could see it was, and I wasn't trying to see there were demons. I wasn't thinking that way at all. I was just going about my day, and this happened, and I'm looking, and I saw the demons in him. It went from what seemed like a nice demon, friendly person, to an angry, evil person, just like that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jitsu James, biblical question.
Are you trying to win?
I'm trying to win the lottery. Laughing faces with tears coming out of both sides. JK, I'm trying to win the battle against the evil inside of myself so I can have perfect peace. Thank you, JLP, for helping guide the way.
Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
C, another coffee. Marjorie Taylor Greene is more of a man, really, although she shouldn't act that way, and the man should take the lead. But she's doing what she needs to do and speaking up while the white man lusts over AOC, their country's being taken over.
Amazing.
And the 30% white, too.
It's interesting to see Marjorie fight with the blacks in Congress, you know, in government.
Yeah.
And she's not afraid.
Right.
She doesn't care that they're black.
Yep.
I love that.
Me too.
Amazing.
Even if she is classless.
Then you see, she's not afraid of being called racist, that's for sure.
And she gave another coffee saying the same thing. Thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion.
Marty B. bought a coffee, returned the cart, clears the parking area, keeps expenses down for the store, and you contribute to order versus chaos, says Marty B.
If the store were to bring the price of the food down, I'd work with them. They even make you pay for bags.
If nobody's going to budge, then everything's going to keep on getting worse, Jesse.
They make you pay for bags.
That's not the store's fault. That's the politician's fault.
They don't have to go along with it.
The politicians force them to, like...
No.
Oh, they charge them 10 cents a... They charge them 10 cents a bag, so they have to turn around and charge us 10 cents a bag.
Who can charge them?
The evil politicians.
How did they charge the store? They get them the money?
They passed a law in Los Angeles, or in California maybe, to ban free bags. You have to pay for it to give them something like that.
I have to take my... I don't buy a lot from the store, but when I do, I just take it out without the bag.
I grant you... Yeah, I know. I grant you it may be commie capitalism, like the evil companies, these evil big stores,
yeah,
in cahoots with the government. But it has been the government doing minimum wage. That's what got rid of the gas station attendants who pump your gas for you.
Yeah.
And then they do this. They've done everything to get rid of the bags. Anyway.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Amazing Asian, another coffee. Hey, I have a question. If you hired a photographer for your wedding, do you think you should feed them? And if you choose not to, does that mean you don't have common decency?
You should not feel obligated to feed them because they're working. They're earning, they're like a private business there to make money from you, right? So you're already charging you, and you have to pay a part of your wedding. And if you want to feed them, but you're not wrong for not feeding them.
It just means you're black.
You think you should feed them?
If you're white and beta, you feed them. If you're black and hardcore, then you don't feed them.
But you know, just
I know it's kind of expensive with
weddings. Yeah, you have to pay for the table or the meal is by person, right?
Right.
And you pay for the photographer. And you shouldn't feel obligated to feed them. You got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You're paying for them to take your pictures, and you pay to feed them. You're not obligated. You're not wrong. Hassan said no feeding.
a couple from Elijah. The only Jew in Mexico became president. Amazing. I don't think it's the only Jew. But the female Jewish woman who became president.
Oh, she was Jewish?
Yeah, she's Jewish.
Nice.
With friends like Israel, who needs enemies, says Elijah.
We need to learn how to do it.
I know. You better become friends with them. Can't beat them. Join them.
Don't be like the blast. You ask them, Mr. Jew, how you do this? Instead of the black asking the white people, why y'all so smart? How y'all so do this? They get mad. They'll get angry. Learn from them. Be smart. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Eli the Exception. Can someone show Mr. Peterson the Air Bark airline commercial with dogs on the plane? Or tell him what it is real quick. I'm interested to hear his thoughts on it. It's unbelievable to see how low the human mindset is sinking. Stunned. You hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're paying like $4,000 for a cushy flight for you and your dog.
Who paying that?
They made this whole airline for just for dog owners.
Are you serious?
Rich hoity-toity dog owners.
No, I have not. I'm going to have to check it out, and I will comment hoping that I can remember to do it tomorrow.
Amazing!
But it's amazing to me how much money these companies are making off human beings by making human beings think that the dog loves them and they love the dog.
Yeah.
That is my money. They're making buku money off the people and they think the dog loves them. Fallen state.
Terrible.
Thank you. I will check it out.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you.
Anything we miss, we'll get to tomorrow, hopefully.
Right on. Did you read the treasure chest thing?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the top contributors over on DLive, the DLive crew. My bad. Aries 1, Elijah, Evgeny Crosby, Reese Niederbear, and the rest of the supporters, including Games for Rec.
Thank you all. Thanks, so guys. Much. I appreciate it. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Don't do this to yourself, all right? Forgive. Also, meaning that don't stay in anger. It's destroying you. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And after Hake, Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby at 12. All right. Starkey out of North Carolina. Robert out of New York, and the call is just dropping. I'm out of time. But I'll be back tomorrow. It's open line Friday. All right? Have a good one, folks. No men's forum tonight. Do not show up for a meeting. No meeting tonight. All right? Take care. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.